about.
Gentlemen, you are being sent in via Halo Jump. Now, I realize not all of you have had hands-on experience. And frankly, none of us have ever faced a situation quite like this one before.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer.
And now,
what do you want? When do you want it? How do you want it?
Our feature presentation.
The hell is that?
I don't know. I'm worried.
sheep will go along with whatever's happening.
Right.
Not the way you're thinking. But
well,
I'm just saying.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So that's a guy having a little fun on the farm. Not the way you're thinking. Hey, we're running out of shows here for 2013 on the Kevin Bean program.
Correct.
Do you feel we're overdoing Santa on a Helicopter
and
Fruitcake? Do you feel like we're playing those too much? Because I do.
I do as well. No, wait, I don't. We need to play them more.
Oh, yeah, we got to start working it in. Got to start cramming it in. Got to start forcing it in.
Take it easy.
This morning is starting off rough.
I'm just saying we're running out of show here, and it's about time to get our Fruitcake on. So let's make that our goal today. Is a little bit of Fruitcake today, all right?
Oh, all right. Wow. I was going into Santa Claus on a Helicopter, but go ahead.
Okay. Either one. I mean, I'm just saying at some point today, if we have time, let's squeeze them in.
It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 12th of December.
Here's a bizarre story. This is a lot of people's worst nightmare. If you're claustrophobic at all, then this story is going to be tough on you. Last Friday night around 10 o'clock, a woman named Karen Perrin was alone working in her downtown Washington, D.C. office. She was working late to finish up some last-minute travel plans for her boss. She called her husband and said, "Hey, I'm leaving shortly. Just want to let you know." She worked for about another 10 or 15 minutes, and then she stopped by the restroom before packing up her bags to head out. Unfortunately, when she went to open the door, the handle in the restroom would not budge.
Awesome.
And she was locked inside the bathroom in her office building.
Awesome.
She thought, this can't be. She said, "It sounds crazy, but I went back to the stall and then washed my hands again, hoping that it would change something." You ever do something like that where you go through something that's completely doesn't make any sense? You're just trying to figure out a way to break the cycle of whatever's happening?
No, that's absurd.
She reached for the latch the second time. There was still no movement. Jiggled the handle. Kicked it with her boot. Would not open. "Then it hit me," she said. "I am locked in here." She spent the next 8 hours locked in the bathroom. Did not have her cell phone with her.
No place you'd rather be.
"I couldn't believe it," she said, fighting back the tears as she recounts the hours spent inside. "I felt hopelessness. I felt like I was going to die in there because of the anxiety I was feeling." Now, I'm sure logically she didn't feel like she was going to die because eventually, well, I guess it was a Friday. It's possible that nobody would come in until Monday.
It was very possible.
Panic doesn't know logic. Though.
Yeah, I mean, you really would have sat there thinking, "Oh dear God, I could be here for 3 days."
What would you do in that situation? You've tried the door.
There a window?
You convinced there's no window. It's an interior office building, bathroom. What would you do?
It's toilet paper macrame.
you're just talking about ways to kill time. You're not talking about how to get out, right?
Gotta be honest, that didn't come to me. What would you,
Kevin,
do?
Kevin, what's your plan?
I think I'd figure out a way to bust through the door, but you're saying I can't no matter
what?
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's established that she can't open the door, that the door is definitely locked and she can't get out. So you'd figure out a way to go through the wall, maybe?
Maybe.
You got no cell phone.
No, you know what I'd do is I would try the ceiling tiles or the ceiling.
Well, good instincts.
Oh, okay.
The first thing she tried to do, and this is bizarre, I would not have thought of this, she started taking paper towels and thrusting them under the door, hoping that someone looking at the surveillance footage might see the movement, and that might alert somebody that that there was somebody else in the office. "I probably put 200 towels out," she said, "but after nobody came to rescue me, I realized I had to do something else." Then she thought, "Hey, I'll try the ceiling." She climbed onto a chair, and there was, in fact, an escape door in the ceiling, but she either was it doesn't, I'm assuming here, based on the fact that she could not hoist herself up, either she wasn't strong enough or wasn't tall enough to be able to do it, but she was able to reach in the ceiling and found a 3-foot metal rod. She used the rod to chisel her way through the wall next to the door so she could reach her hand through the hole and reach around to open the door.
Are we still talking about a woman in a bathroom?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
This little woman used a metal rod to smash Hulk style through the wall. And by the way, imagine if she'd gotten all the way through the wall. It doesn't say here how long it took her. And then reached her arm around and still couldn't reach the door. Imagine if that had happened.
That would have been awesome.
Layer by layer through the drywall and the insulation, she finally broke through, created a large enough hole to fit her arm through. Then she reached out and grabbed the handle on the other side and opened the door. She said she had thought about Shawshank Redemption while she was doing it, remembering the way they... Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Shawshank Redemption, but it does involve a hole in a wall. I came undone when it opened. I was crying. I felt like I was escaping a bad dream where you just have a nightmare and you wake up and your heart is pounding and you realize, was I just dreaming or did that just happen? Am I okay? She called her husband, who was at that point getting ready to go out searching for her, by the way. And they still haven't figured out why the door stayed locked, but she's happy to be home and she's taken a few days off to recover.
I love it.
Wow.
That's a pretty terrifying story, at least with a happy ending. But
good for her, though. That's really impressive.
I don't know if she was claustrophobic going in, but I bet that would make you so if you're stuck in there.
Certainly would. I think just the idea of 3 days of no one walking by would give you that hopelessness, and you'd try things you probably would never consider otherwise.
You'd strap your cell phone to you whenever you went into the bathroom, that's for sure.
That's true. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Tell me a little bit about your show.
Okay, I will. We have Raina stopping by. She is a Miss Double December contestant.
Yes,
I mean, you know, if you're into that sort of thing.
We have Tani stopping by. She's a Miss Double December contestant.
I mean, if that's what you like.
We have Top 10 Drops of the Year. Mm. Those are the little audio clips that we play. We have Dr. Drew on the program talking about losing it at Acoustic Christmas. Got on stage and told everybody to kiss his ass. And I thought, wow, the good doctor's finally joining my group.
Dr. Drew's got a weird life.
He really does. Brand new internet roundup for you. We have Mary McNamara from the LA Times TV critic. She's going to talk about the Golden Globe nominations.
And some real surprises, too.
Oh, they're already out?
Yeah, just in the last few minutes, yeah.
And the founders of No Hate, Adam and Jeff, will be here as well this morning. We will take a break. We will come back with your with the showbiz beat now. Got to tell you, the surprise of the last weekend, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, was when Bastille was on stage.
Yes.
And all of a sudden they announced they wanted Bean to come up on stage. And it was...
Sure.
It's because we've heard his work.
It's bizarre. He got up on stage. He started singing with him. It was true magic.
You've heard the song before, right? That's what that song needed. Come on,
but
you guys.
You've heard
I only
the song before,
it.
Right?
Sure. Of course I have.
Many times.
That's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe.
I can't sing. We know that.
But you have the difference between eh and a, right? The sound?
Hey,
eh and a?
It's a huge day in Hollywood this morning. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
He can't hear me.
He can hear you. He's ignoring you.
Oh, okay. It is a big day. Golden Globe nominations. Yesterday we had the SAG Awards. Now it's the Golden Globe Awards. And we're in officially full swing into awards season as we lead up, of course, to the Oscars beginning of next year.
Although aren't all of these next year?
The actual awards, ceremonies themselves, But the nominations are coming out fast and furiously.
What did that get nominated for?
Here are your nominations. We too can play this game. here are your nominations for TV shows from the Golden Globes. Best Drama Series, according to the Hollywood Foreign Press. That's the group who gives out these awards. Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, The Good Wife, House of Cards, and Masters of Sex. Oh, Mad Men. Mad Men's like the really smoking hot girl at high school.
Right.
That everybody has wanted forever. And then a new girl shows up, and all everybody's like, oh, my, look at her. I know, yeah, she's hot, but we're used to her. Look at that hot girl over there. And Mad Men's like, hey, what about me? Still look at my cans. I'm still hot.
I haven't changed any.
Nobody's given them any love this year. Best actor in a drama, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad, Liev Schreiber. Yes, for Ray Donovan. He is awesome on that show.
He's not better than Bryan Cranston, though, on...
I didn't say it was a winner. I'm just glad he got nominated. Why don't you just calm the F down for a second? Michael Sheen, Masters of Sex. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. And James Spader, The Blacklist. Boom.
There you go.
Finally. SAG ignored him, but
Golden, now you still want Bryan Cranston, Kevin?
Golden Globe giving him some love.
That's a tough one.
Well, don't worry, Cranston will win because it's the farewell award. Drama, actress Julianne Margulies for The Good Wife, Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black.
We're so happy.
She was finally awesome, yeah.
Taylor Schilling, Orange is the New Black, actress in a drama, really foreign press? You think that's a drama, do you? Orange is the New Black?
It is a drama.
It is, yeah.
It is a drama. You don't watch it, Ralph.
I have seen one since, and it looks, it's very funny to me.
Okay.
I think it's
some
a funny
parts
show.
Parts of it are funny.
Yeah.
It's a dramedy. Like I like
it. It's like putting Nurse Jackie in the comedy category, you know?
Which is sort of weird, yeah.
Kerry Washington is Scandal. You don't watch it. I love when he gets indignant. Robin Wright, House of Cards. Comedy or musical series, The Big Bang Theory, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Girls, Modern Family, Parks and Recreation. Comedy or musical series, Best Actor, Jason Bateman, Arrested Development, Don Cheadle, House of Lies. Michael J. Fox, The Michael J. Fox Show. Come on now. Jim Parsons, The Big Bang Theory, Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Comedy and musical series, actress Zoe Deschanel, New Girl, Leah Dunham, Girls, Edie Falco, Nurse Jackie, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep, and Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation. In terms of movies, here are your nominations. Best Motion Picture Drama, 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. Interesting batch. I'm surprised.
Rush
snuck in there, but good for them. Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, Cate Blanchett, Sandra Bullock, Judi Dench, Emma Thompson, Kate Winslet. Now, it doesn't say here on my sheet what Kate Winslet was nominated for. What film was she out in this year for the drama?
Titanic.
Oh, I don't remember.
Titanic. Yes, Titanic. Yes, Kevin. Actually,
unless it's one that maybe
she
it's
was
one of those.
So good in Titanic, they're giving her another nomination this year.
Maybe it's one of those end of the year ones that we've yet to see released yet.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. That guy from 12 Years a Slave.
Idris Elba. What's his name, Ralph?
Tom Hanks, Matthew McConaughey, and Robert Redford. They are getting some love for his solo performance in All Is Lost. Best Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical, American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewellyn Davis, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Inside what?
Llewellyn Davis.
Llewellyn Davis.
Llewellyn Davis. I don't Davis. Know that at all.
That's the folk movie that we were talking about last week with the 60s musicians.
That's why I don't know it.
Best Performance by an Actress in Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical, Amy Adams, Julie Delpy, Greta Gerwig, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Meryl Streep. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Comedy, and Musical, Christian Bale, Bruce Dern, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oscar Isaac, and Joaquin Phoenix. Best Animated Feature Film, The Croods, Despicable Me 2, and Frozen. So there are all your big nominations for the Golden Globes. This is sad news. I thought this was a lovely couple. But apparently Taye Diggs and his wife, Tony Award winner, Idina Menzel, are splitting up after 10 years of marriage. Two have a four-year-old son together. Taye Diggs, you know him from TV and currently in The Best Man Holiday. And Idina was got an award for Wicked, her work on Wicked. And you saw her on Glee also, as well as Rachel's mom on that show as well. Very talented couple. And congratulations to Psy. Once again, for the second year in a row, Psy has the most viewed video on YouTube. But The Gentleman came in at number one this year again.
Wow.
Now, that was his song that was nothing like Gangnam Style, right?
No, it was completely different.
Okay.
It was identical, guys.
No, Kevin, it was a completely different song.
It was the exact...
It had no connection. Not even a... He couldn't even tell it was Psy. It was one of those things like, wow, I can't believe it's the same artist. He's really reinvented himself. It's different. It's not like Gangnam Style.
This is totally Gangnam.
You can't do the cross-legged horse dance to this.
I think I could.
I don't think you could. Right. Yeah, 598 million views on YouTube for Fatahata Gentleman.
And what percentage of those were people who went to it one time and went, well, I don't need this, and then never went back again?
Or ironically, most.
Just to compare it to his previous hit, Gangnam Style has 1.8 billion total views.
Wow.
Here's the rest of this year's YouTube top 10. Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball was second with 393 million views. We Can't Stop, Roar by Katy Perry, Just Give Me a Reason by Pink. Those are the top five. Blurred Lines, Stay, La 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 by Naughty Boy, Wake Me Up, Avicii, and Come and Get It, Selena Gomez are your top 10 most viewed videos on
With
YouTube.
This many people going to YouTube to watch videos, they should make a, like a TV channel of some sort that,
Kevin.
That plays them.
Who would watch videos on television?
I don't know, it just seems like it.
Look, you're good looking, but you're just not smart. Today's celebrity birthdays, game show host Bob Barker from The Price is Right. 90 years old today.
Wow.
Musician Sheila E. is 58. Eric Shankman, guitarist of the Spin Doctors. Are they still a band?
How does that make Dave's list?
Should we reconsider this list?
Let me cross
this off the list. Sheila E. I will not reconsider Sheila E.
Didn't say so.
Oh, no, let's talk about the same one you are. Said the whole list. There's people on this list that need recognition, sir.
Agreed.
Actress Mayim Bialik, who just got nominated yesterday for a SAG Award for her work on The Big Bang Theory. She's 38. And actress Jennifer Connelly celebrates her 43rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph brought us a story in the showbiz about True Life, that show on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy named Brady Good who has become an internet sensation, I guess you would say, for Instagram. He's got, I don't know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram.
What kind of pictures does he put up? Why are his photos so popular?
I don't know. A lot of people say he's hot.
That's it.
So I'm sure most of these are little girls. But
aren't there lots of attractive people who put pictures on Instagram?
Yes. But this guy was featured on MTV Bean because fame is ruining his life.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to love this.
Fame is ruining his life. Here's a little bit of that.
I'm Brady, and I went from 0 to 160,000 followers on Instagram in a year. You mean to tag y'all?
Yes.
Some days, this kind of notoriety is awesome. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
But there are times when it's a huge challenge.
School has to come first. These little followers, they're not going to help you get a good job.
Constantly checking Instagram is distracting me from school.
I already love him.
Well, there's nothing to do about that.
First of all, there's no way to change that.
No.
Right. So what are you supposed to do?
I'm starting to wonder if my girlfriend is just into me because of my fame.
Right.
There's nothing about you that I don't like.
Well, that's just false, first of all.
Yeah. Now I don't believe her either.
Yeah.
But he's so famous, you guys.
Brady Good is his name, and Dave the King of Mexico has lined him up for us to talk to this morning. Hi, Brady.
Good morning.
So, Brady, it sounds like it's pretty tough for you to be so famous.
It's hard.
Right.
Because I'm really famous.
Uh-huh.
All the girls love me.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I went from, like, 0 to 200,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because fame gets in the way. I don't know if people are want to be really my friend or they just want to be famous.
Isn't it possible in this world of, what are we at now, 7 billion people, that perhaps you're not as famous as you think?
I'm pretty famous.
Right.
And I just hope that famous people can relate to me because they know how hard it is to be famous like I am. Hold on a second.
Okay.
What just happened?
I just took a selfie of you and me on the phone.
Why?
You guys want me to tag you?
No, you can't see us.
But still, I could tag the phone.
Right, but who wants to see a picture of you on the phone, Brady?
200,000 people.
Wow. Okay, here's my question for you then, sir. If the fame is bringing you down, if it's causing your life to be difficult, why don't you just stop putting pictures on Instagram?
Because I'm famous and people love me on Instagram.
Right.
And this will help me in my career that I hope to launch.
What career is that?
I'd like to be on a reality show.
Okay,
that's people who are famous on Instagram.
So it has to be a show that is exactly your life.
Well, I don't have anything else really.
Right,
but I'm on Instagram.
You are on Instagram. All right.
Yeah, just took another picture. Y'all want me to tag you guys?
Not really. I think we're good.
My friends, they love me because I'm famous.
Right, right.
Well, I'm afraid sometimes that they just want me for my huge fame and not for who I really am.
Well, you sound like you have a sparkly personality. I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to hang out with you, Brady.
I just took a picture of that insult.
Now, Brady, how old are you? 16, is that what I heard?
I'm 16 years old.
Okay, so that clip that we heard from MTV's True Life, was that your mom coming down on you about your schoolwork? How are you handling that?
Yeah, mom wants me to do schoolwork.
Right.
And she says all my time on Instagram is taking away from my education.
It probably is. She's probably right.
And I'm like, I'm all
right. But can't
you? I'm like,
but can't you? Wait, your mom makes the same noise back?
Yeah.
Can't you do your schoolwork and be on Instagram?
But I think my mother needs to realize I'm really dumb. So what good is school going to do me, really?
Well, right. It might help a little.
I'm better off just taking pictures of myself on Instagram.
Yeah, well, you got that going.
And just going on a reality show.
Right, okay. That sounds like a good long-term plan.
That is quite a plan.
And and then, you know, I'll probably be famous forever after that, right?
Well, I was gonna ask how long you think that'll last. I mean, at some point, you're not going to be a cute teenager. You're just going to be a sad old man with no skills and no education.
But I have a lot of followers on Instagram.
Well, probably not.
Just took a picture of that insult, too. Want me to tag it?
No!
Look at all the people who love me on Instagram.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, you're popular.
Oh. And you're popular.
Okay. Oh, whoa! What happened? I know you're feeling sick. I didn't expect this. This time tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be freezing our testicles off down in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. We're going to be there for the Miss Double December 2014 pageant. We'll meet another of our finalists. Tawny will be in here in about 15 minutes. So she arrived, Ralph? Have we met Tawny
yet? She's here, yeah.
Fantastic. So she'll be joining us, and we'll find out what she plans to do when she wins the crown next year if you end up voting her in.
Way to sell.
All right, you guys. What's, say it again.
Freezing their testicles off.
That
yes.
Freezing your testicles off. Come on down. Enjoy yourselves. Come on down. See, slide bar. Don't worry about
it. You should. You should come on down. It is free to come on down and see the pageant. Just bring a new unwrapped toy because we're doing that again this year. Well, we'd love to have you. And I bet it's not even going to be cold this time tomorrow morning.
Probably 110.
It's gonna be like 110 degrees. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, you guys ready to guess a thing?
Guess the thing.
Apparently, Ralph, that's old. We've done this before. Who knew?
Just found I didn't remember it. That intro either.
All right.
Well, this is a game where we play, and I love this time of year where you start to see the list. Ralph's been doing a lot of lists for you in the Showbiz Beat. This is another internet search list, and I'm always fascinated because, you know, there are usually some surprises on these lists of the things that people search for. This is according to Bing, the search engine. And we play a game where we go around the room where Kevin, Ralph, and Lisa all take a stab, and we're just playing for pride here. There's no prize or anything like that, but I'm always interested to see how many of the top 10 of something we can come up with just by guessing. And today, your category is the top 10 most searched for professional sports teams in America for 2013. Sports teams in America for 2013. Everybody got it?
Sports teams
2013.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm sure everybody has a couple of guesses in mind. So we'll just we'll go around the room. We'll start with you, Lisa, ladies first here, and give you first crack at it and try to put some points on the board.
I'll just say the Lakers.
I'm sorry, no, the Lakers are not
in
the top 10.
How is that possible?
That's why these lists are interesting. Maybe it's a list for winners only, Kevin. You think about that?
Oh, that hurts.
You're up next.
I am up next. Yankees.
Yankees are number three on the list.
Thank you.
All right, so a point on the board for Kevin. Ralph,
who's
always excellent.
Right,
yeah, exactly. Perennials that will always
I thought Lakers would be too, but no.
I would go with the Yankees of football, the Dallas Cowboys.
Number one.
Nicely
most
done.
Really? Sports search yeah. team of your third year in a row, by the way. The Cowboys have been the most searched for team. Now, that's a huge surprise to me because they haven't exactly won anything in the last 3 years.
No, they have not. Not in the
and
last
it's funny
15
because,
years.
Right. When I think about, I mean, they famously have been known as America's team since back in the 70s. But now I think America's team are teams like the Patriots are teams that people tune in for. You know, the Green Bay Packers, I feel like have a bigger fan base than the Cowboys do. But apparently there's a lot of people looking at Cowboys information.
Yeah.
That is number one. Well done. Ralph is on the board. Lisa.
I'll say the Red Sox.
I'm sorry. The Red Sox surprisingly are not in the top 10.
Okay.
I'll go Patriots.
Patriots, not in the top 10.
Chicago Blackhawks.
There are no hockey teams in the top 10. There's a hint
BS.
For you.
Wow.
Dodgers.
Great guess, though, because they did win the Stanley Cup this year. Ralph, well done.
Jumped the gun there. Dodgers?
No.
No.
What? Long Beach State.
No, I'm just kidding.
Go Beach!
Are there sports that we haven't thought of yet? We haven't guessed yet?
No.
Is MMA count? No, it's not a team. A
proportional team sport.
No, I'll give you another hint. It's all football, baseball, and basketball. Those are the sports. No hockey.
Miami Heat.
Yeah, there you go. That's number two. Miami Heat are number two on the list. So we've gotten Dallas Cowboys at one, Heat at two, Yankees at three, and then is that those the only ones we have?
I think that's three.
So far, right?
Yeah.
What's the score, by the way?
Kevin and Ralph each have one.
I have two. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, because you just got one. Okay.
Okay. New England Patriots.
Just already guessed.
Just guessed that.
Still not on
that?
The list.
Oh. How about the Mariners?
They wouldn't be in the top 100, Lisa.
Rightfully so.
That's all I could think of.
Any other baseball?
So you can't guess like Super Bowl so much because it ends so early in the year. Right? The NFL?
Yeah, it has to be something.
Well, it could be fall, though.
This is tough.
This is tough.
Apparently.
I'm going to go with the Redskins.
That would be good because of the controversy over their name.
Trying to think about it. Controversy.
You would think just news alone. Absolutely.
Boston Celtics.
Oh, I know. Not my turn, but I know.
I'll pass.
Lisa's turn.
You can't pass.
Lisa,
take
a stab.
You can think of a sports team.
The Angels. No.
Clippers.
Oh, I thought I had it. With the coach change and everything.
All right. Let's go around two more times.
Okay. Chicago Bulls. Wow.
We're not good at this.
Lisa?
Dolphins.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Dolphins, number eight on the most searched for teams of 2013. Please explain to me why.
Wait, please explain to me why.
Just, you know, because of Chip and...
Right, but Chip? I'm not asking why you guessed.
Because of Chip?
Lisa's... I'm asking, how are they on the list?
I don't know.
The Dolphins!
Oh, maybe it's Davis whispered in my headphones. Maybe it's incognito. The scandal.
Oh, there you go.
All the
that makes a lot of
their,
sense.
In their,
well done.
Their locker.
All right, I think we're.
Plus, I would like to throw my challenge flag as Lisa was looking at Beer Mug for help on that one.
Oh, see how it
so
is.
I'm throwing my challenge flag.
You should.
All right.
You win the challenge and you do not lose a timeout.
Okay. That's BS.
All right, one more time around, guys. We're out of time. What do you got? I think Kevin's up.
Denver Broncos.
I'm sorry, no. Now, Ralph, I think you need this one to have a chance to win or tie, right?
Do I need it?
I don't recognize any of those answers.
New Orleans Saints.
Huh.
Lisa gets the last guess?
The Ducks.
She gets no the last hockey guess. Should have been your hint.
She gets the last guess because we started with her. Is that what?
Right, exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Kevin, I thought you
Plus,
were on to something.
The Ducks after you said no
after
hockey.
After we said no hockey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were on to something, Kevin, when you said Super Bowl. I thought someone might guess the Ravens, who are also on the list. They are at number six. The Chicago Bears are at number five. Yeah. Number seven, the Detroit Tigers. Number eight, the Miami Dolphins. Number nine, the Atlanta Braves. And number 10 on the list of the most searched sports teams for 2013, the Green Bay Packers were number 10.
Sure.
So there you go. Surprising list. Not a lot of Los Angeles or Orange County represented on this list so much, huh?
Not a lot of good guesses from us either.
Not particularly entertaining, but a good list.
Guess a day.
What's happening? What are we listening to right now? What was that?
That was a Mug's gift.
Okay.
The Mug's gift.
Hey, party people, as mentioned a few minutes ago, tomorrow we are taking the show on the road. We're going to be in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. Why are we going to be there? Because you're going to be hearing this music as we crown Miss Double December 2014. It is time for us on the Kevin DeBean Show to meet yet another contestant. Stand by.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Big juicy melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
She does have great cans.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the beautiful Tawny back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Tawny.
Hi.
So I guess I didn't realize when I was looking over your material online at KROQ.com, where people can go and vote for you once a day, that you are a previous Miss Double December Top 10 finalist.
Yes, I am.
What year did you compete before? Do you remember?
I think it was in 07. I think we were the first ones that were at Sly Bar for the first
time. Yes, and we were inside.
Yes.
And it was crazy.
Oh, my God.
People were buying you guys shots and everything was going wrong. And I got to tell you, we've been telling your story ever since.
I've heard from friends. It's a great story.
We've been talking about it. We couldn't believe it happened. It was one of those things where this is the best thing ever.
Oh, my God. Now, I was so embarrassed.
Let me set it up, because Ralph will be there tomorrow, as he is every year, in his tuxedo, because he's the master of ceremonies for the Miss Double December pageant. And just like with a beauty pageant that you might see on TV, there is a question and answer. And we asked, and he asked the girls a question the girls do not know is coming. And I guess Tawny had a rather hilarious answer to one of the questions that Ralph
asked. A lot of people were buying a lot of people's shots, and that led to this.
You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like to. Who would it be, and why?
He turned on the crowd. That was awesome.
Now, was that the liquor talking?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had a lot of Jaeger bombs. I had friends who used to work at Sly Bar, so they would just kept walking shots back to me. And I even told the bouncer, you can't not tell me I can't drink. I don't work for K-Rock, and I don't work for Sly Bar, so I'm going to drink.
Looking back on it, good choice.
Yay!
I love your attitude. Now, in retrospect, would perhaps Hitler have been a better choice to hit the face?
Yeah, but then I'd be really old right now. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They would be sagging. So.
So, and they're certainly not. So that is 2007, Toddy. Let's find out about 2013, Toddy. Woo-hoo! You are still living down in Orange County? You're still a bartender?
Yes, I'm also an actress as well.
Oh, yeah. What kind of acting are you doing?
I do lots of indie, like, slasher films. I actually have one coming out in the beginning of this year called Dead Sea, so that would be super cool.
If you wrote your autobiography, what would the title be? Dating is a waste of time. Let's party.
Yeah.
Says the girl who's going to punch everyone in the room in the face.
The angry drunk.
Yeah.
Right.
I've tried the dating thing. The guys my age like the 20-year-olds, and the 20-year-olds like me, but they're 20. So it's kind of difficult. So might as well just have fun and no commitment.
All right.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. This isn't a surprise to anyone that if Tawny could have one superpower, what could it be? What do you guys think? The ability to slap people no matter where she is. So,
you know, it's like teleportation, because I can jump around and slap stupid people. And there's so many stupid people nowadays.
But
couldn't
you do more than just slap? This is a fictional world. Why don't you put people down or something?
Well, it's fun to slap people if they let you. Just, you know, you warm up your hand and you swing back.
I see.
It's fun.
All right.
I see that your talent is the same as it was 6 years ago, which is to fit your fist in your mouth. Have you stayed in fighting shape all this time?
Yes, but the thing is, I'm going to change my talent, because I think it was Brittany. She can fit a tennis ball in her mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to. If she goes before me,
I don't think
stupid.
Your fist. Yeah, I think your fist is actually smaller than that.
So I'm changing my talent. My boobs will be a cup holder for anyone who has a beer or shots or a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That'll go over. Okay.
Well, I think that'll play.
Yeah. It'll work.
All right.
Tawny, so have you entered every year since then, or did you take some time off to regroup and now you're back?
I took some time to regroup. I didn't. Yeah.
A little rehab.
And what,
I'm not that much
sound
of
like
a
it.
Drunk anymore.
No.
I swear.
Oh, no.
And what makes what made you think this is the year to throw your hat back in the ring?
I actually didn't. I actually submitted in the last 40 minutes.
Last 40 minutes?
When you guys said last is at 10, I'm like, oh, it's 9:15. Let's give this a shot. So
you had considered it before, but then you were like, maybe, maybe not the whole time. What made you throw your hat in the ring this time? Why this time? Why not?
I had an extra 40 minutes before work.
All right. I like your planning.
Yeah.
I like that.
I sense that Tawny is not a long-term thinker. Whatever feels right now is what I'm going to do, which sounds like a lot of fun to me. I have to be honest about that.
She's wearing a shark heels. Are they heels?
Yeah. Sharknado shoes, I call them.
They've got a shark jaw on them, and she bought them specifically to watch Sharknado.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
If that tells you anything about her.
I love
that.
Tawny is a lot of fun, by the way.
She is. That's true.
All right. So we need a background on the boobs. Of course, it is the Miss Double December pageant. What vintage are they, Tawny?
Their 13th birthday is coming up.
All right.
Wow.
Yay.
Okay.
They're older than some of the contestants.
Let's also have a bat mitzvah for your boobs tomorrow on stage
good.
At the Folger.
Sounds fabulous.
That? All right. If you win the pageant, if you are crowned Miss Double December 2014, of course, you will join us on the Kevin and Bean Show at Christmas next year and at the Weenie Roast and April Foolishness, Kevin and Bean Singles
Can
Parties,
Breakfast
Rib.
Can you imagine having her at all of our events?
Like, yes, I can, Kevin.
Drunk,
yes, I can.
Beating people up and giving them piggyback rides and getting thrown out.
I am already very much looking forward to it.
Me too.
Before we let you go, we are going to take you next door, and we are going to film your talent for today, so we can put that up at KROQ.com when people go to check later and vote for you. Anything else you want us to know about you, or anything else you want to put out there to your followers?
I just want to thank everyone for the enormous support I've gotten lately, and I'm Batman, by the way. Just thought you'd want to know.
Okay.
What that
means.
Oh, I see. I got you.
I love Batman.
Ah, all right.
So if you want to vote for crazy, go to KROQ.com. Click on Toddy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
Golden Globe nominations came out about an hour and 20 minutes ago or so. We've been covering for you here this morning, and we'll get a breakdown from our friend Mary McNamara from the Los Angeles Times just after the top of the hour. Talk about who was nominated and why, and maybe what some of the snubs were. Ralph is here, too. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Thursday morning. Kevin and Bean Show, what's going on with you?
They hadn't stolen that name. Wouldn't we have called our competition the Golden Globes Awards?
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Good idea.
They got there first. Speaking of movies and stuff, one of the most anticipated films of the holiday season is, in my household, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Yay!
I want to give out some passes right now to our very special KROQ advance screening of the film.
Comes out on Thursday the 31st.
No, it's Wednesday, December the 18th.
Oh, all right.
Wednesday, December the 18th, the movie will be in theaters everywhere. However, you, if you're lucky enough to get through it, 1-800-520-1067, we'll see it at our advance screening, which is the 17th. That's Tuesday. At the Arclight Sherman Oaks. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that number will get a pair of passes to the KROQ advance screening of Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
This thing goes on for inches.
Speaking of our boy Ron Burgundy, we've all seen and enjoyed his commercials for the Dodge Durango.
Yes, we have.
Love those commercials. However, as with any commercial, it's not about how entertaining it is. It's how does it move product? Are they working? Well, Advertising Age has released a report that sales for the Dodge Durango had a 59% jump in October when the commercial started.
Wow!
In November, 36% sales increase over the same time last year. So that means people are watching, and then they're saying, yeah, I think I'll go buy that.
Wouldn't you guess like a regular good amount would be 5 to 10%?
I have no idea in terms of car sales what's 59, good and what's bad, but
that's good.
That's got to be good in anybody's opinion.
Those commercials are so good that, I mean, I think people even identify Ron Burgundy with the Dodge Durango, and they remember the name of the truck by name, too, I bet.
Well, especially when he has that great commercial where he calls it the Yodge. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's a soft D. No, it's Dodge, Ron. This isn't right. It can't be right. Yodge. The Yodge Durango.
Buy several of them and buy them cash.
That's right. They're giving them away. Everyone gets a free car. I don't even know how this is a good business practice. They're awesome. He's awesome. It's all awesome. Wait, are we going to have him on next week?
I don't know.
Why don't we get a producer?
He's not doing much publicity for the film. He's not
seen
out
anywhere
there very much doing interviews. So
to say,
my friend Dave Koechner plays Champ Kind in that film, and maybe I can give Dave a call and have him come in and just talk.
Would
about
love it.
The last time we had Will Ferrell on, he found out by us teasing it the day before. So let's tease it.
True.
Let's just go. Hey,
Will Ferrell's going to be on.
Ron Burgundy Monday. Will be on next week.
He'll be on Monday.
Monday show.
He's going to be on. Can't wait to talk to.
It's going
to
be great.
Ron Burgundy. It's going to be terrific. Still embroiled in this situation of the beatdown of Baron Hilton at a party in Miami last weekend. The more I hear about this, the more I'm happy he got beat up.
Oh, really?
Him and his top hat.
He needed
John Lennon glasses.
Yeah, that's enough, isn't it?
Apparently, she's had to go to Kiss the Ring to apologize for what she's done. She had to go make right.
with Oprah Winfrey.
Really?
Yeah, well, Oprah's giving her that series on the OWN network, and right. I believe is paying her rent right now. And the deal was, Oprah said, look, you stay out of trouble, you keep it clean. We're going to, you know, the story's going to be about your rehabbed image and your stint in rehab.
Right.
And so, in order to make that work, we need a success story. We need a good ending, so don't screw up. So she went to the Queen and got on bended knee and swore she did nothing wrong. And
Oprah cut her head off.
Apologized for getting caught up in the mess. And by all accounts, Oprah accepted her apology. Currently, as the investigation proceeds in Miami, officials there have said they are not even investigating her. She has no, as far as they can tell, she has no involvement in the
situation. All right.
So it may have just been wrong time, wrong place for her.
Oprah made a call.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
John Cusack, he made a major boo-boo while filming a new movie called The Prince. Co-stars Bruce Willis, according to the National Enquirer, during a fight scene, John Cusack went off script a little bit and ended up popping Bruce Willis in the face.
All right.
Causing a bloody lip and chipped tooth. How do you think Bruce Willis took to that? Do you think he enjoyed that? Do you think that was okay with him? Do you think he shrugged it off and said, hey, buddy, accidents happen, I know.
No, I think he smiled and said, bring it on.
You think so?
Let's do this.
It turns out he didn't either of that.
Oh.
Bruce Willis, less than pleased, according to on-set reports, went off on John, screaming at him to follow the effing direction.
Yeah.
And reason being, he said, in no uncertain terms, I'm too old to be getting beat up like this, he said to John.
Well,
he's, like, well, he's got a point.
That's true.
And this makes me laugh. Amy Adams, who I love, is a dead ringer for another actress who we also love, Isla Fisher, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I get them confused all the time.
There's no way you had them in a lineup, you could say who mugged you. Right?
Twins, yeah.
Either one.
Right.
She did an interview with Vanity Fair saying she gets mistaken for Isla all the time, but she simply doesn't see the resemblance, she said.
At all?
At all.
What?
I don't see the resemblance. Well, look in a mirror, because that's Isla Fisher. Ha! I fooled you. It was Isla Fisher in a window, and you thought it was a mirror.
Damn you, vile woman!
She also adds there's worse people to be confused with.
Well,
it's true. They're both adorable and very talented. And Matilda the Musical on Broadway is doing spectacularly well. Tim Minchin, our buddy Tim Minchin, of course, responsible for the music in that production. But turns out Matilda is more like Menudo.
Really?
They've got four Matildas in the show that they rotate because, you know, kids have certain limits on how much they can work and stuff, and rightly so. And so they got four Matildas that they cycle in and out during the course of the week for the performances. But now apparently the Matildas are getting a little long in the tooth. So those Matildas will be given the boot.
Oh.
And they're going to bring in four brand new Matildas who will be in the show. And those girls will rotate at the Schubert Theater in New York City to play the role. So it's like Menudo. You get too old, you get kicked out of Matilda.
All right.
That's kind of a bummer. All that work, you finally get on Broadway, and then you're too old.
The girls' voices start to change. They start shaving. And they say, get out.
And how old
that's how
are they?
With Menudo.
Yeah.
That's right. How old are the girls when they're kicked off the stage? How old is too old to play Matilda? Is it like 10 or something?
Yeah, it does, not, older than does not tell me here what the age range of the girls are, but I'm guessing you got to be a little kid.
Yeah.
Isn't it awkward on television if a show runs long enough that the kids all start to grow up and all of a sudden they come back after summer vacation? Like Max on Parenthood is a good example. All of a sudden he's 6 feet tall. It's weird to
hey,
see
everybody, what's going on?
He looks so yeah. different, too.
I felt that way on Modern Family.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
When Luke came back.
Yes.
Like, Manny, come on, we're going to school this year. Like, what the hell? Manny's still Manny. And Luke now is 9 feet tall. He's got a mustache. He's got a tattoo.
Smoking.
He's driving a Dodge Durango. It's odd. It threw me off.
They don't recast the kids that often, though, do they, on television? They just let them grow up.
You can't.
You can't, really.
You get established as a character. It's hard to do. They did it with Lily, though. Lily aged from 1 to 4 in a season.
That's
they
right.
They just swapped her out. Today's celebrity birthdays. Game show host Bob Barker's 90 years old today. Musician Sheila E. Is she the glamorous life? Was that her big
That's
hit?
Her.
I think so, yeah.
56 years old today. She was a Prince protege,
and
if I'm mistaken.
And a drummer, right?
A hell of a percussionist. Yeah. I think she's found Jesus, though.
Has she?
Yeah. I didn't even know he was missing. They should have put up those posters on telephone poles in my neighborhood. I would have been looking for. Jennifer Connelly, 43 years old today. And actress Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory. Of course, she was Blossom. Let's not forget that.
Sure.
38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are giving away tickets to Disneyland all this week on the Kevin Bean Show, and that includes later on this morning right here on K-Rock, passes for the whole year at Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure. You can get all the details at K-Rock.com, and your chance to win is coming up. Also, Dr. Drew later on this hour, too, and we'll catch up with the No Hate. We'll catch up with the No Hate campaign 5 years later, coming up next. First, though, Golden Globe nominations announced this morning just after 5:30 in Hollywood. Let's find out what's going on. Our friend Mary McNamara is on the line from the Los Angeles Times. Hi, Mary. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
How'd you feel about getting up at 5:30 in the morning? It sucks, right?
Yeah, well, I get up that early anyway because I got kids, so.
Okay. Well, remind me before we talk about some of these nominations, we care about the Golden Globes again, right? For a long time, we didn't. They were a joke. But now they've kind of somehow regained a little bit of legitimacy in recent years.
You know what? It is fascinating, the rise of the Golden Globes. It's like, it's not again. It's we care about the Golden Globes for the first time, I think. You know, they have that Hollywood Foreign Press Association, they have just marched their way into importance. And you have to take your hat off to them.
How have they done that?
Well, they just refused to go away, and they've upped the ante of the show. They've, you know, put on a good show when the Oscars has maybe not put on such a good show. This year, when they announced that they had Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, not for 1 year, but for 2 years, that was huge.
It's right. Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point. I mean, it's certainly still more prestigious to win an Oscar, but I would much rather watch the Golden Globes on TV than the Oscars, that's for sure. Before we talk about some of the major categories, the only things that I've really seen, you know, usually there's a lot of belly aching because there's only five per category, so not everything can get nominated. The only two things I've seen that people are talking about as a snub, neither one of them feels like a snub to me, but I want your opinion, Mary, and that is that Oprah Winfrey did not get a nomination for her role in Lee Daniels' The Butler. I know she got nominated for SAG Award yesterday. Did you think that was an oversight from the Golden Globes?
Well, I think that people were absolutely depending on Oprah marching through award season. And so this is, you know, right now the Golden Globes is really seen as the precursor to the Oscars. And so for her not to get the Golden Globe nomination is a little nerve-wracking for people who just thought she was a shoe-in.
Those people being who? People behind the movie or...
I think people just thought that she did a really good job. I mean, she got good reviews. You know, even when the film got kind of, you know, mixed reviews, she got very good reviews.
Right.
And also just, it's Oprah. It's Oprah acting. You know, it's like, that's definitely a draw. I mean, people are interested in that. So I think that people did assume that she would get a nomination.
And the other one that some people are talking about as a snub that I also disagree with is that Mad Men did not get a nomination for Best Drama. Of course, it was a big nominee and winner several years in a row, but I just feel like the quality has really dropped off and other shows have gotten so good. It doesn't bother me at all to not have it on the list. How about you?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, that Mad Men went so quickly, like in a year, basically, from dominating the writing categories, dominating the best and the acting, and now it's like it's vanished. We saw it at the Emmys, too. It didn't have as many nominations this year as it did last year. So it's kind of like, you know, you do see the sort of timeline of a show. I don't know whether it's dropped off so much in quality. You know, it's had good season and bad seasons. But I think it's just kind of fallen out of the conversation. It's not driving the conversation in a way that it did.
Is that, right. Do you think, both you and Bean, because Bean watches that show a lot, could it just be that people are just familiar with it enough that it doesn't impress them anymore? Take it for granted?
I think there's some of that. I think that, you know, people are, as you said, there are more new dramas coming out all the time. I mean, Mad Men was AMC's flagship show, and AMC put the non-pay cable, you know, the more standard cable networks on the map. I mean, that was Mad Men's job,
right,
actually. And so now you see original drama coming from all sorts of places, and that's because of Mad Men, but it also then competes with Mad Men. And so it's like it doesn't seem quite as new. You have Masters of Sex this year, which looks just like Mad Men, but it's new, and it's doing, you know, and it's talking about sex research.
Right.
And so it's like even more, you know, shocking and envelope pushing. And so I think that part of it is just a function of being an older show and getting so much awards love. It's not like they haven't gotten awards love.
Right, absolutely.
And also just, I feel like it has, like, maybe it has stayed a little too long at the fair. I mean, the wonderful thing about Breaking Bad was it ended before this happened.
Right.
You know, it left before it was asked to leave.
Yep. You'd rather have a show like Breaking Bad leave while you're wanting more than be a show like Dexter, where almost everyone felt like it just hung on too long and had run out of storylines and was just fleshing it out. Right.
Absolutely.
It's funny, we're talking to Mary McNamara from the Los Angeles Times. You can follow her on Twitter at MaryMacTV, or, of course, the paper at LA Times. It's interesting, you talk about the various new shows and where they're all coming from. Nowhere is that better demonstrated than the Best Television Series Drama nominations for the Golden Globe. You've got the Showtime Masters of Sex, Netflix's House of Cards, CBS's The Good Wife, AMC's Breaking Bad, and PBS's Downton Abbey. That's about every kind of distribution you could ask for in one category.
Yeah, it is kind of insane. I mean, they did a good job in terms of representing all, balancing all the various platforms. There were omissions that I was pretty shocked at this year. No Game of Thrones, there was no Homeland. There's no Boardwalk Empire. There's no Louis. There's Brooklyn 999, which kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody expected that to be winning awards this year. So, I mean, it's the Golden Globes it's always a wild card too, to see what the nominations are going to be, especially in television.
What about The Walking Dead, which we love so much?
Yeah.
Is it too gross, or what's the?
Once again, The Walking Dead is, totally snubbed. I don't know what to say about that. I have been on that soapbox for so long. It's like they're going to just nail it to the floor.
Yeah.
It's like, again, yeah, I think people still have a blind spot for that, for horror genre. I think, Game of Thrones has kind of opened the door for fantasy. You see Orphan Black.
Great.
May have, creaked open the door there for sci-fi, which also is like kind of looked at, as something less than. But we just can't get the flesh eaters. I think that
yeah.
seems to be, although True Blood did well, it's like, so vampires, but not zombies. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is weird, though, because Walking Dead is the most popular drama on television, right? And it's critically acclaimed. People love that show, but for whatever reason, voters of awards just don't want to give it to them. All right, we're almost out of time here, Mary. Let's end with the motion pictures because, I don't know, it's funny how you rarely see smashes in this category. We do have one this year with Gravity being nominated for the Best Dramatic Motion Picture. Captain Phillips is in that category, 12 Years a Slave, which is certainly no surprise. The last two were a bit of a surprise for me. I heard they were both good, but Philomena and Rush rounding out that category. Your thoughts?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been dying to see it, but we've been so busy doing our end of the year list. It's been getting nothing but raves. Judi Dench, she's like an awards magnet, So, that does not surprise me. Rush surprises me a little bit. That was, one of those where it was, I didn't see that coming, but I think it's good. I think that one of the things, it'll be interesting to see how that translates to the Oscars, because one of the things that people have complained about is that they don't nominate films that people actually go to
yeah.
or like. They, they nominate this like handful of boutique-y, maybe critically acclaimed, but not big audience shows, and so nobody watches the Oscars. So it'll be interesting to see if Rush makes it into the Oscar nominations.
Well, there are a lot more categories we have time to get into, and of course, we got those. You can find those anywhere online, and of course, the Los Angeles Times website is the best place to start for a complete list of Golden Globe nominees for today. And Mary McNamara has been our guest. Always great to talk to you. This is probably the last time for the year, so happy holidays to you,
happy
Mary. We'll do it again next
time.
Thank you.
You bet.
We're going to talk to Dr. Drew next hour. Find out why he's feuding with Miley Cyrus. Also, we have a final contestant vying to be Miss Double December 2014 coming later on today, and a brand new internet roundup. First, though, it's been 5 years, you guys, since the No Hate campaign busted out of California, and we could not be more delighted to welcome the men behind that campaign, Adam and Jeff, the co-founders of No Hate. Join us in studio right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Five years of No Hate. 5 years of seeing celebrities with tape over their mouths.
Yeah, it goes by quick. 5 years, never expected it to even be 1 year, so to come up on 5 years.
Well, I am fascinated. Anytime you see a campaign that catches on and becomes iconic to the point where it's parodied and it's instantly recognizable even without text, you've got something that has been burned into people's brains. Tell me how No Hate started.
We really started in direct response to the passage of Proposition 8 here in California, which banned same-sex marriage, but it's really grown to speak out to all forms of discrimination. It really became the image of an everyday person. It's not just a celebrity campaign. It's really just support from the community.
But it was the celebrities, I think, that got it so widely disseminated online. I mean, that was kind of what got a lot of people's attention when you see, you know, you saw people that you liked, like Neil Patrick Harris and people like that in the campaign. I think that that probably got a lot of people to wake up and go, oh, what's this about? I like him. What's he talking about? And people kind of investigated it more, right?
Definitely. I mean, social media has really changed how activism has been. I mean, people speak out in all forms of different ways, but through an image, people can really transmit such a message without language, and that's how social media has really gotten us involved.
Was it difficult at the beginning to get the celebrities to play along and do the thing?
We did a lot of outreach at the beginning. All it really took for us to do was to explain the photo, what it meant, and people were on board. But like Adam said, with social media nowadays, Twitter cuts out that middle person, and people like Miley Cyrus can DM us directly and say, I want to get involved. So, it's kind of taken on a life of its own, but we definitely had to do outreach in the beginning, yeah.
Now, the No Hate campaign was successful in that Proposition 8 eventually was overturned, right, or voted out, or however you want to phrase it, right?
Right.
But you guys have continued, obviously, the organization continues. What is it you spend most of your time working on now that your initial goal has been accomplished?
Well, I mean, we didn't necessarily start the No Hate campaign in efforts to, get rid of Proposition 8. It was more of a way for us to speak out. These photos were a tool for us to create dialogue within our community and our circle of friends. And that's what we keep doing. It passed here.
But Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. You started it right after that got...
Correct. I mean, right, we wanted to raise awareness to the fact that it could happen in a state like California. Okay. This is still happening in a day and age like 2008. Yeah. This became a big part of our story. But the fact that we can show this is our story, and with the No Hate campaign, we can share other people's stories. I think we can raise awareness to what's happening and educate others, and at the same time, bring people together in response to something so negative.
So I'll ask again, what is it you spend most of your time working toward now?
We're still working on equality for everybody. We've traveled to 44 of the 50 states. There's only 16 states in this country that you can legally get married as a same-sex couple. We've traveled to 11 countries over the last 2 years to take this message abroad and to show people that this is a human issue. We focused on ENDA. We were focusing on Don't Ask, Don't Tell for a while. There's same-sex adoption bans that happen all over this country. There's just so much more to be done, and that this campaign can relate to, that we're expanding to handle any kind of discrimination.
Where did you find it was more of an uphill battle than you thought? In other countries, specific ones, in the United States, in a state, where?
I just think in the United States as a whole, I think we've come so far. I mean, but at the same respect, we still have so much further to go. We're proud to say we have 16 states now that have passed marriage equality, but even still, again, we still have so much further to go. And for us, it focuses around raising awareness and putting a face to the fight for equality. So we'll go around taking photos, and that's essentially what we're doing when we'll host open photo shoots and allow the public to come in and be a part of this campaign. To date, we have over 40,000 to 45,000 people as a part of this campaign, and majority of those people are everyday people.
You never ask us, by the way. I just like to point out.
And lots of people have wanted to put tape
on our mouths over the years. Well,
one of our mottos is that every face counts, and we would love your support. People don't realize even everyday people have influence over somebody, whether it's over a couple people or whether it's over a million people. So every face counts for us.
We influence billions is how I like to say it.
We have a lot more questions for you guys. Adam Buschka and Jeff Parsley are here. They are the co-founders of the No Hate campaign. And before I take a break, for folks who can't stick around and listen to part two of this interview, I want to remind you that this Sunday, a very special event is going on at the Avalon in Hollywood. Doors are open at 7 o'clock. This is a free event. It is the 5th annual No Hate anniversary celebration. And you've got performances scheduled from some pretty good names, right, guys?
Yeah, we got DMC is going to stop by and do a little bit. Ryan Cabrera will be there. Rachel Crow from X Factor will be there. A lot of VIPs in the audience just celebrating with us.
And it's free.
It's a family event. We welcome everyone to come out and be a part of it.
That's great. Sunday night, doors open at 7 o'clock at the Avalon in Hollywood. We'll take a quick break. More with our guests right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We all know how that ends, right?
Well,
we've heard it. We've heard that one.
Who's with me?
Hey, party people, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Thursday morning. We have the co-founders of the No Hate Campaign in studio with us right now on K-Rock. Adam and Jeff are here. Again, the event is going to be this Sunday at the Avalon in Hollywood. Doors open at 7 o'clock. It is free and open to all ages. I do feel like it was interesting. One of you guys mentioned that there are 16 states now where same-sex marriage is legal in the United States. Is that right?
Correct. Right.
And I'm sure that there is work on the ground in all the other states to make it happen. It's going to happen. It's like dominoes falling at this point. Don't you feel like it's an unstoppable thing that in our lifetime we'll certainly see that across the whole country, right?
We've definitely seen a shift in momentum. It's just a matter of working with that. And I think it's the younger generation really changing things. So, we've seen a lot of great things happen this year. We're really looking forward to 2014 to see what's going to happen.
See, Bean, so again, we're just waiting for old people to die off.
That like a joke, but it's sort of true.
Yeah.
When it comes to politics, it's true. There's a lot of stuff.
But is it part of what happened, guys, is that who was first? Was Iowa first for some crazy reason? Did Iowa go first?
Yeah.
For same-sex, right. Okay. Didn't it sort of happen that it passed in Iowa and gay people got married and the world didn't end and things weren't worse and all that happened is that people that loved each other got to get married? I mean, I think that's the word that kind of spreads every time another state goes. That's what the reality on the ground is, and people realize that it's nothing to fear. At least that's my read. Am I wrong?
Most definitely. I think a lot of people fear the change, but once they see that nothing changes, I mean, if anything, it brings the community closer together, and it's good for the economy. I mean, it's nothing but good for the community.
How much did Macklemore's song Same Love help your campaign?
I mean, I don't know how it directly helps our campaign, but I think it definitely helps the message of equality, and it just takes that topic to a lot of people that maybe weren't even discussing it before, but now they like the song, so they're talking about it.
And we had Mary Lambert post for a photo recently for the No Hate photo, so that was part of that.
She's the woman who sings the hook on that song, if you don't recognize the name. And I think it was important that song was a hit in the hip-hop community, too, which has not always been the most gay-friendly genre.
Yeah, I think that's it's important to expose this to all communities. Even DMC, one of the performers at the event, he did a whole PSA for us, speaking out to other members of the hip-hop community to support equal rights. So, I mean, it just takes one person to kind of start that domino reaction, like you said.
Is there a nut you can't crack? Is there a group that seems just immune to the idea?
There's people that are stuck in their ways that believe what they believe, and they're entitled to believe that. And we don't, we don't disrespect them, or we don't, have any harsh feelings towards them. It's just the way we feel is that when people are casting a vote to take away somebody else's rights, that's when it crosses the line. But to have your own beliefs and to believe in what you believe in,
you do what you want with your thoughts.
Exactly.
But
let me do what I want to do with mine. Yeah.
And I would imagine that's the number one thing that you encounter is people who object to same-sex marriage because of religious beliefs, right? People who say, I believe in what's in the Bible and it's not in the, that's not in the Bible, so it's no good, right?
That's a majority of the people of the
opposition. Yeah, and we hear a lot of different reasons, but we like to show a lot of people support marriage equality for a variety of different reasons. A lot of people have different backgrounds and different stories, so we try to share everyone's different story and why it's important to support, because for No Hate Campaign, everyone's different for a variety of different reasons. It's not just about marriage equality.
And just to be clear, there is a lot of religious people that do support the No Hate Campaign. We've done photo shoots at churches all over the country. So it's not about the religion. It's about the person sometimes.
Yeah, there might be stigmas.
I think Pope Francis is your guy, by the way. I think Pope Francis may be the first pope that you're going to be able to get to.
I mean, I think he's doing great things. That's all I can say.
I want to see the Pope with the duct tape.
That would be the best pope ever.
Oh my God!
And you can close the office down after that, guys. Once you get him and Ted Nugent, you're done. You got it all. All right. Besides coming to the event at the Avalon Sunday night, which again is free starting at 7 o'clock. Besides that, what message do you have for the listeners of the Kevin and Bean Show if they are interested in more information or they want to get involved and help you guys somehow or whatever?
Well, we have an app on the iTunes store. It's called the No Hate app, where people can take their very own photos from home. It's a free app. So,
and they can actually upload those directly to the website. Our website's connected with the app.
It's an easy way to get involved, too.
And all of our events, we go around the country, we go around the world. all of our events and photo shoots get posted online on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, the best thing that people can do is just to start some dialogue, no matter whether it's through a photo or whether it's just, you know, using your talents to write a song or to create a dance or to do something that just starts that dialogue to kind of, you know, make that connection to people so they know that they're affected by this stuff.
Did you know from the beginning that you were going to have – that you were sort of going to have to be this non-confrontational about it? I mean, I'm sure it makes a lot of people – angry, but you can't come at it with anger, and you guys both seem to have such a great attitude.
Yeah, I think for us it was just a natural response. We were just responding to the negativity at hand. So we were just coming together with our community, and that's the message we want to continue to spread. I mean, for us, we wouldn't be able to do it without the community's support, but it comes down to just supporting your community and being open and being proud of who you are and accepting other people for who they are, and that's all it comes down to.
Well, I'm going to take your advice and create a dance. That's my job.
I like that.
I think I'm the right guy for that.
I'm not sure you're the right guy for that.
Adam Buschka, Jeff Parsley, congratulations on 5 great years of work on the No Hate campaign. I wish you much success in the future. We're glad you came by and have fun on Sunday night.
Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Over the past few days here on The Kevin and Bean Show, we've been inviting the young ladies competing to be Miss Double December 2014 into the studio, and we'll meet the final one. The beautiful Raina joins us right after the top of the hour coming up here on K-Rock. Dr. Drew next hour as well. First, though, Ralph has the showbiz beat on a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. Everyone talking about the Golden Globe nominations coming out this morning. Yeah, let me give you a quick overview of what's been nominated. Best Motion Picture Drama, 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush, surprisingly. Here's my theory on why Rush got nominated.
Yeah, that is a surprise.
It's the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Ah, that makes sense.
Foreigners love their Formula One racing.
They sure
That's
do.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
And Ron Howard, beloved as well.
Well, they also love Happy Days. I don't know. I got nothing for that. Best Performance by an Actress in a Drama. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench for Philomena, Emma Thompson for Saving Mr. Banks, and Kate Winslet for Labor Day. Interestingly, Saving Mr. Banks, not nominated for a film, but Emma Thompson's performance is. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. Chiwetel Ejiofor. I'm going to learn how to say his name by the time these awards come around.
I doubt it.
12 years.
There's always one. I mean, I remember when Gabourey Sidibe came out, we couldn't pronounce her name until we got to know who she was.
Idris Elba for Mandela, Tom Hanks for Captain Phillips, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club, and Robert Redford for All Is Lost. Best Motion Picture Comedy or Musical, American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Best Performance by an Actress in a Comedy or Musical, Amy Adams for American Hustle, Julie Delpy Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig for Frances Ha.
Huh?
I got nothing for that. Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Enough Said, and Meryl Streep for August Osage County. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, by the way, nominated for Enough Said. James Gandolfini, not. I'm surprised with his passing that they did not give him a nomination. It was a great film.
He was nominated yesterday.
For the SAGs.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But not for the Golden Globes. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical. Christian Bale for American Hustle. Bruce Dern for Nebraska. That's a hell of a musical. What? That Nebraska.
What's the category?
Oh, they sing, they dance. I'm going to Lincoln. You can't stop me, son. Leonardo DiCaprio, Wolf of Wall Street. Oscar Isaac for Inside Llewyn Davis. And Joaquin Phoenix for Her. So there are some of your big nominations for the Golden Globes. Speaking of nominations and awards, Kanye West was only nominated for 2 Grammys this year for his self-proclaimed genius album, Yeezus. How do you think he took that? Do you think he liked that? Do you think he enjoyed the fact that it was just
over the moon?
Just 2 nominations for
over the
Yeezus?
Could not have been happier.
Or do you believe perhaps he should have deserved more nominations than just the 2?
Oh, that's right. He wants them all.
He was nominated for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Song. However, he believes he needs many, many more nominations from the Grammys. And, you know, as is his way, he did it in a very understated way. He just mentioned to a few friends.
He's
perhaps,
very low-key about this.
He was slightly disappointed about that. Oh, no, wait a minute. He stood in front of his audience in Phoenix, Arizona on Tuesday, December the 10th, and did a rant about the Grammys while he was wearing that fencing mask of his that he wears on stage before he brings out his foil and apparently does some fencing with a member of the audience. I'm not quite sure why he wears a fencing mask, but he wears one.
I'm not sure why he's going on rants at a concert either. I didn't pay to hear you talk.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. He does about a 10-minute chunk every night on stage about something.
Look, at least these people were he was talking about something these people could recognize as opposed to the fashion industry.
Yeah, true.
And who's running Christian Dior these days. Here's a little taste of his rant on stage.
And Yeezus is the top one or two album on every single list, but only gets two nominations from the Grammys. What are they trying to say?
I think they're trying to say, shut the F up. What do you think it would take to make him happy, a guy like that?
Oh, I don't think it's possible.
Could he ever have enough?
No.
Could he be nominated enough or be on enough lists or be and have enough accolades or enough money? Will he ever say,
nope,
that's okay, that's all right,
nope,
I'll get him next time. I got more albums in me.
He's got a martyr complex that will never end.
Wow.
That's right.
Really...
And by the way, he's a guy who's won more Grammys than almost anyone out there. He's won 25 Grammys something like that in his life.
Not enough.
So it's not like he's been ignored, but other albums that he's had have connected more than this one has with most people. That's the reality of the situation.
But what Yeezus are they trying to say?
Right, Yeezus is not churning out number one singles like some of his other albums.
But what are they trying to say?
This album's not as popular as some of his other albums. It doesn't mean he's a bad person. They're not persecuting him.
Bean.
It's not unfair.
Bean, you're using logic.
Wrong. I think you're wrong.
You're using logic on a crazy man.
I think you're wrong. I think they're trying to say something.
What?
Those sneakers aren't nice.
I don't think so.
Those leather jogging pants were not a hit. I don't know.
He's a genius, man. Come on.
What are they trying to say?
I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to say. All right. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night, being Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, the last Hollywood Babylon of the year in Hollywood.
No.
Kevin Smith and I on stage with Hollywood Babylon at 10 p.m. There's just a handful of tickets left, literally. So if you want to go before it sells out, you want to jump on improv.com, get your tickets.
Why don't you burn in hell?
I'll get there. Today's celebrity birthday is Bob Barker's 90 years old today. Musician Sheila E. celebrates her 56th birthday. Jennifer Connelly, who is 43 and could use a sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when she was all voluptuous?
Yeah.
Yes.
Curvy?
Yep.
Those are good times.
Was The Rocketeer her breakthrough role, Ralph? Is that where we fell in love with her? Was The Rocketeer,
I believe it was a film called, starring Frank Whaley in her Career Opportunities, I believe it was called.
That was a good one.
That was the one where
they were locked in a shopping center or something like that overnight, or a Target or something?
A department store, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where she rides the coin-operated pony. And she's tank top.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Hot Shot, I think, with Don Johnson also was a big role.
Another good one.
Those two may have been pre-Rocketeer, but that's really was her first major sort of breakthrough star.
Mr. Skin.
Ugh.
Dot.
Oh, God.
I'll see you guys.
He's going to be gone for the next couple.
Creepy.
That's 25 seconds.
And Mayim Bialik is 38 years old today, of course. Blossom, and now on The Big Bang Theory. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This time tomorrow, we're going to be down in Fullerton. We hope you'll join us, bring a new unwrapped toy to the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton, and be there as we crown Miss Double December for 2014. It's time to meet our final in-studio contestant.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Ooh, I love movies.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
These kids have never been happier, I have to be honest.
Hi, Raina.
Hi. How are you?
There we go. That's rather tepid applause for such a lovely young lady, you guys. Come on.
I agree, but coming from you, it was a little creepy. That's all I'm saying.
What's creepy about hi, Raina, and a little applause?
I don't know. You clap. Creepy. It comes out of your hands.
You're a weirdo. So, Raina, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm really
You
really
are
excited.
From hometown Anaheim.
I am.
You are a bartender, and you want to be Miss Double December 2014 to represent the Kevin and Bean Show. Why?
Very badly. Mainly because I like to do new things, and this is kind of new for me. I kind of just got into the bartending industry like about a year ago, so it's kind of new putting myself out there and using myself as
bait.
Marketing.
I'm sorry, marketing.
Marketing.
That's what I meant.
I can't imagine how great the tips are for a bartender as pretty as you.
Aw, thank you.
I mean, you must do very well being a bartender.
I would imagine. Do really, really well. I do. I'm very, very happy, and it's just working great. And this has been an awesome year for me. I'm just like so appreciative of all the support of my family and friends and new friends on Instagram. So this is just a great, great experience. I'm so excited.
I don't know how to handle a happy, positive person. It's just you really stand out in this room, I'll tell you. Kevin, what did we learn about Raina and her questionnaire online at KROQ.com?
Well, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? A lot of people say invisible, but mostly it's for sex.
Right.
Girls want to get into the locker room and see Tom Brady or whatever. Mm. Guys, of course, you know where guys want to go everywhere that there's a woman. But you say so that you can get onto any plane and sit in first class and travel the world for free.
Yes.
That's a different reason.
Yes.
I like that reason.
I have plenty of sex, so that's not an issue.
Okay.
All right. So that'll happen anyway. But, no, I love to travel, so imagine to travel
if you
first
were
class every time.
Now, let me just stop you right there.
Yeah.
Why be invisible and waste all the time on planes if you're actually going to have a superpower? Why not teleportation so that you could just instantly be in other countries without having to go through the plane?
Because I actually love the experience of traveling. I like flying, and I think
Okay, but if you're invisible, you know you get no service from the flight attendant. You know that if you're invisible.
B,
I want you to think this through, Raina.
What is this, the Inquisition? What's happening?
I would get on and then be uninvisible.
Oh,
I
see.
She
can control it.
I'd go and I'd print out my ticket,
Sure.
Print out my ticket when I check in. No one will see me, and then I get on the train, and I have everything with me.
Right.
Okay.
On the train, on the plane.
however
it goes.
Train,
plane, or car.
Sure, however. if you were to be a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? Candy Cans.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What's your talent? Lap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
An experience in that world.
I took S Factor as a pole dancing fitness class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I did that for about a year. So I got pretty high up on a level, and I could do some tricks on the pole. So I couldn't obviously bring my pole with me because I do have a portable one. But
we could provide one.
Right? That'd
sure.
be great. It'd be awesome.
I've got one.
So I just did the lap portions part, which
that
was
my joke, Bean. You don't have to put more of a point on it, so to speak.
So you're going to be lap dancing on stage in Fullerton tomorrow.
Yes.
Then. I suspect that's going to be popular. All right. Describe yourself 140 characters or less. Did she hit the limit, Kevin?
I think she may have just been right at it. Did you pay attention to it or no?
I did, but like when I first did it, I kind of was I would have never in a million years thought I would have got picked. So I just did it for fun.
She didn't pay any attention to it, really.
Yeah, I just kind of did it last minute and that's
spontaneous,
the best
compulsive,
I could come up with.
Hardworking, loyal, loving, caring. Beautiful, inside and out. Bell, please.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you'll be there tomorrow, vying for Miss Double December 2014. If you win, of course, you represent the show throughout the calendar year of 2014. You come to Acoustic Christmas and the Weenie Rose and April Foolishness, singles parties, breakfast with, and whatnot. You like K-Rock music?
I do. I love K-Rock music. I'm going to a Korn concert on Saturday. So.
Oh, good for you. Okay. Yeah. And tell us about your boobs. What's their pedigree?
My babies are 2.5 years old.
Mm-hmm. 2.5?
That's
a good age.
Yeah, they're 550 cc's. I'm exactly a double D, so I'm like the perfect fit.
All right. All right. She's an outstanding model, an outstanding representation for what Miss Double D needs to be.
Yes.
If you want to vote for Raina, and why wouldn't you? You just head on over to KROQ.com and cast your vote. And you're doing great in the voting, by the way. You have a lot of fans. I don't know if that's your Instagram people or what, but they are definitely turning up. So you're doing great. So keep it up until tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my friends and everything for that. It's been crazy.
Thank you, Raina. We appreciate it having you in.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You see Foo Fighters did another show the other night in the Valley at a pizza place. Did you see that? They did a full-on concert at this tiny little pizza place. It's just...
They love that. And they show up unannounced, too. They just... All of a sudden...
They put out a word on Twitter like a couple of hours before with just an address. And then people showed up, and sure enough, there they were doing just a full concert. Just amazing. God, those guys are the best. Hey, welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew versus Miley Cyrus. What's that new feud all about? We'll talk to the good doctor himself in just a few minutes. First, though, as we wind down to the remaining few shows of the Kevin and Bean program for 2013, we're starting to look back on some of our favorite things of the year. We're putting together top 10 lists. I think yesterday we did the top 10 Omar song intros for us, the little jingles that he does for our bits. We have the top 10 internet roundup videos tomorrow, by the way, on the show. Top 10 moments with.
Hey, great.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Will Kevin once again be the champ? You have to tune in tomorrow and find out. Right now, though, You guys ready for the
top 10 Kevin and Bean sound bites of the year?
Woohoo!
Yay!
It worked. These are the little drops, we call them, little sound bites that we play, little pieces of tape that have become very popular, things that we use a lot on the show, and we're counting down the new ones that we played a lot in 2013 and what they mean. Number 10 is one of our own, and I especially like this clip. It comes from our own beautiful Lisa May. I especially like this clip because you can tune into almost every Kevin and Bean show for the whole year, and at some point, Lisa will say these words out loud.
I'm bored! I'm bored! I'm bored!
That is number 10 of our sound bites for 2013.
She does sit there and just look at us all glassy-eyed every once in a while, and we know we've lost her.
Number 9 is, every couple of years we pull out the tape of longtime radio legend Casey Kasem doing that dedication to Snuggles the dog, and he just throws an enormous tantrum. He's so upset with what he's being asked to do on his American Top 40 show that at one point he begs to talk to his producer. Here's the clip we put at number 9.
He's down on the phone.
Because now every time something goes wrong on our show, we don't even know Don, but we start to think, hey, is Don on the phone? We got to get him on the phone.
We did question, however, why Don would just be on the phone during his recording session.
Because he never asked them to call Don.
Right.
He just wanted to know if somehow Don was already available to him. Number 8 is a lady that we had a lot of fun with two different times in 2013. She got on our radar. She's the British DJ working for the station where she showed up drunk, tried to do her air shift. She got fired back in March. She was recently rehired, did another drunk air shift, and got fired again. And here's a little bit of what Paula White sounds like at number 8.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
And kind of related to that, the American version of Paula White shows up at number 7 at our best sound bites of the year.
That must have been a moment of party.
I mean, come on.
Now, Pete, if you got to give the intro, you need the reverb, so give me a heads up on that.
Is moment of party, by the way, is that where the party bus comedy started with you? Is after the moment of party, do you think?
I
think those were separate things.
No, because the party bus actually came from a party bus incident in Vegas.
Yes.
Okay.
And I saw the party bus incident last night at the Troub, and they were very good.
Number 6 on our list this year is another guy that we fell very much in love with. He is a rapper who lives in Detroit, and I can't imagine Ralph doing the celebrity birthdays on his Showbiz Beat without GMC Faux Show.
Birthday. It's my candle blowing birthday.
Yourself a favor, go to GMC Faux Show's YouTube channel and just while the day away. It's crazy how many great videos he has.
He tweeted that we were the best show.
We are the best. We're the best. All right, get your reverb up for me here. We're counting down the We're counting down the top 10 Kevin and Bean sound bites of the year. And we're up to number 5. I don't know how it happened that Thomas Dolby was in concert in 2013 and decided to have a special guest star join him on stage for his big hit, She Blinded Me with Science. But astronaut Buzz Aldrin came out, and we get this moment at number 5.
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Oh.
No one has ever been worse at delivering one line.
And later we said, silence! Right, that's exactly. Not even science. What are you doing?
Number 4, our friends over at the Today Show had a very revealing interview with Al Roker, the weatherman, who Kevin has some sort of cartoon hate for some reason. He seems like a very nice man to me. But Al was telling a story about how he was on a tour of the White House, or over at the White House on some sort of journalistic business one day, and he had a little bit of an incident that involved him having an accident and having to go into the White House restroom and throwing away his underwear. Here's how Al described it at number 4.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
TMI right there.
Yeah.
Is that an image that – why would you ever admit that on television?
I don't know.
Ever. Because isn't it the first thing you think of when you see Al Roker on TV now?
Yeah,
how can you not?
But I have to be honest, if that happened to me in the White House, I would tell the story as well.
Really?
I mean, you sort of you owe it to people.
Because you're in the
White House. You're in the White House and that happened? That is not your story to hold on to.
Good point.
Number three, I'm happy to say Kevin makes a return appearance in the top 10 Kevin and Bean soundbites of the year. Look, Kevin is famous for not knowing who any celebrities are, not knowing anybody's name. He mangles all of them. But this one at number three, I think, was especially spectacular when he was talking about the teen mom, Farrah Abraham.
Farrah Abramson?
I mean, we got a lot of mileage out of Farrah Abramson, didn't we, throughout the year?
Oh, good times.
All right, getting close to the top. How about number two? Our friends who do the voiceover work over there at the Honest Trailer, they're the ones who make the movie trailers that are so hilarious. They can make the best movie in the world sound terrible the way they describe it. Well, they're fans of ours, and we're fans of theirs, and they went into a studio and recorded a bunch of stuff for us, and nothing has given me more pleasure than the Honest Trailer voice guy saying these words at number two.
Fire beer mug.
Right?
It's the best voice ever.
Any thoughts on number one, you guys?
So it had to originate in 2013.
This is a drop from this year. Huh. It's not only my favorite, it's probably the one that we've played the most, our most popular soundbite of 2013.
Number one.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the great Rob Delaney at number one. And there you go. Give me the big echo one more time. These have been the top 10 Kevin and Bean sound bites of the year. Look, it was only a matter of time before Dr. Drew's head exploded. You can't keep going at the pace he's going and stay sane, right? He's doing his HLN show many of you Fridays at 6. He's got all those podcasts available through drdrew.com and podcast.one. He's doing Loveline 5 nights a week.
Right.
He's still a practicing physician.
So you know there's somewhere in the middle of the night he's kicking puppies or something.
He's going to snap.
Right.
And I think he has, and I think it's time for an intervention with our good friend Dr. Drew. Hey, Doc, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show for what will probably be our last chat for 2013. How are you, sir?
Dave, King of Mexico just told me that. It's the last for the year. And I guess that's what's happening. I do not kick puppies. I've not become violent. But you're right. I think I've finally lost my mind.
I think you lost it.
I think that's it.
It's so rare for Bean and I, and we've hosted Loveline before, and we have no answers. We just look at Dr. Drew, and he seems to have all the answers. And he's forever calm.
Yes.
He never loses it.
You can't rattle him. You can't rattle him. No matter how heinous something is, you talk to Dr. Drew about the crocodile stuff that people are injecting into their vaginas and their legs are falling off, and they just like, nothing phases him. But he's finally getting to the point where he's starting to lose it. Their cracks are showing.
Yeah. It's really like the movie Networkers. Was that the movie called?
Yes.
That was it.
2014 is the year where I fight back. That's
well, it was Acoustic Christmas this past weekend. You came out on the stage with Psycho Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And we just posted the video of that.
Oh, great.
Which we've spent a lot of time tracking down and making sure that we had for this conversation.
Oh, fantastic.
Here's the audio of it when Dr. Drew loses it.
It was supposed to stay in the theater. That was the whole point.
No! Are you kidding?
Nothing stays in the theater.
Oh, my God.
This is the only thing that we've gone out of our way to requisition and make sure we get.
Oh, my God.
Here's Dr. Drew on stage at Acoustic Christmas.
Everybody, it's a new year coming up. Happy holidays. Thanks for all the support to Loveline. And I just want to set a couple things straight. Mike.
Go ahead, Dr. Drew. Go ahead.
People keep pinning on me this notion that I'm against legalization of pot. I am not. People that keep pinning that on me need to kiss my ass. Thank you. New year, my new resolution. That's that.
That happened.
Buddy. See you later.
So, what was going through your mind there, Dr. Drew?
I'm just so tired of people accusing me of so many things that I've always just sort of ducked and just said, all right, whatever people want to say about me. I can't fight back as they twist it.
Right.
And some of it, I've had a tough year, guys. I had a big surgery this year. I've been tired. I'm not tired anymore. It's over.
Oh, you were tired this weekend.
I'm setting things straight. I'm tired of things being pinned on me. And what I was thinking as I walked out there, I thought, you know, I just because I've said that cannabis, marijuana is addictive, alcohol's addictive too. Alcohol's addictive, but I don't think it should be illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so everybody that is claiming that you're behind the non-legalization of pot is wrong.
I'm really neutral. I'm very neutral. I think that I love our society. We have a wonderful system. The people need to decide, and then I'll be there to help deal with whatever the consequences are. I don't care. I don't care if it's voted up or voted down. Enjoy, everybody. Enjoy.
And kiss his effing ass.
Stop it. I told you, I lost my mind, guys. It's over.
Now, before we move on to part two of the meltdown, is part of what's going on here, Dr. Drew, that you are one of the few healthcare professionals who's out there saying that marijuana is addictive? Do most people disagree with your views on that?
No, it would actually be malpractice to say that it is not. It is. It's that the world of legalization, anything other than it's the most glorious, wonderful substance ever created by God, is attacked. And I have no problem with it. I don't want to bum anybody's high in regards to anything. Don't pin it on me. Enjoy,
okay.
Everybody. And by the way, I'm fascinated to see what's going to happen in Colorado and Washington. It'll be very interesting. I'm worried about big cannabis taking over just the way big tobacco did. It's a plant that grows in the ground that has a sort of
magical properties.
Just like tobacco, magically. Oh, well, some business is going to come in and take advantage of that. That concerns me.
No cancer.
No cancer.
All
no
right. Cancer. So take it down a notch.
No, I'm not saying it's better or worse than anything.
Okay.
I'm fine with it all.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right, Fig 2, we heard several reports from folks who were in the audience at Acoustic Christmas on Saturday night, the night that Miley Cyrus showed up, that she was booing you. What have you heard about that? And tell me what has happened since that moment.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Because since then, I've had a Twitter exchange with her mom, Tish.
Oh, really?
Who said she was going to set Miley straight because she likes my HLN show and she's a very big sport. And I actually Twittered back to the woman that Twittered me the pictures of Miley sticking your tongue out at me, not like the little bear stick tongue. I was like, screw you, stick your tongue out.
Yeah.
And I said, it's weird, because we've talked about her, and I've gone out of my way to say, Miley's great, she's fine, she is not sick. Amanda Bynes, that was mental illness.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, that was mental. Miley is just an artist who, by the way, has had immense success with the choices she's made. She may be acting out a little bit, but whatever, she's not sick.
You have been sort of going out of your way to be nice to her.
I really, because I think I want people to understand, what you're seeing there is different than we saw with, say, an Amanda. We should understand that difference. It's an important difference. But
so,
then I thought, oh, I know what it is. She thinks I'm the anti-pot guy.
Oh, I see.
Pinning that BS on me that I get pinned on me, and that's actually what got me all worked up.
So Saturday night, Miley was booing you.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, you came out and responded.
I think that's how it went down. But I remember that was the last straw for me. I'm like,
kiss my ass.
Thank you.
We do have that isolated, Dr. Drew, and we will be using that all next year.
It'll be a loop. That's fabulous.
So is there any chance you think, because I think it would be fascinating to have, because she's such a great interview, any chance you can get Miley on Loveline?
Oh, she's welcome any moment of any day. We'll interview her anytime. The mom, I think, is going to come on HLN.
Okay.
So I'll have Tish on.
The mom seems to be fighting a lot of her battles.
Mom is very cool. Her parents are lovely people. They really are. And mom has sort of given me the details about Miley that allows me to say with great clarity, she's fine. She really
okay.
is.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know,
I'm concerned about you at this point, Dr. Drew. What are you going to do for Drew over the holidays? You taking some time off? You taking your beautiful bride away? You going to get on a beach or something and just kind of chill, decompress before you hit the ground running in January?
Yes. I'm going to something called rehab.
Rehab.
I'm going to rehab. God only knows where
TMZ
that is
has already
that
pulled
is.
That quote for an article. You know that.
But we're actually going to go to Europe for a couple weeks. So we're leaving, and maybe I'll return with a renewed peace and sense of peace and love. Peace and love, everybody. Maybe sensibility about me will be different. But I think it's 2014 of the year of kiss my A. I think that's what it is.
Kiss
okay.
my ass.
Now, when you hear that, Dr. Drew, how does that make you feel?
It's so much better. Although... embarrassed, ashamed, concerned, anxious. Are those all good feelings?
I don't know. I don't know the rest of it.
You can watch Dr. Drew on call Monday through Friday nights on HLN. Five nights a week here on Loveline, Sunday through Thursdays on K-Rock. And, of course, the fine family of drdrew.com and podcast.com. I can never say that podcast. Dr. Drew, thanks for everything you've done for us in 2013. We'll look forward to seeing you next year, my friend.
You guys, happy holidays.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 8:52, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show.
So there's Donna Summer, and then there's Chic and the Village People, and then Capital Cities. Those are the big four of the disco groups, right?
Yeah, it was funny. I was starting to think, man, this sure is disco-y. Wow, this is disco-y. And then they went into Saturday Night Fever.
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive, yeah. And I was like, okay, good enough.
They're owning it. I love that
beer
band.
Beer Mug said, do a little dance, make a little love, dance tonight. It's your song, right?
Right.
And then it turns out it wasn't. Yeah. Capital Cities. I was really impressed with them at Acoustic Christmas this weekend. You're listening to the Kevin Bean Show with a brand new internet roundup for you coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday.
You know, I wish we still had Dr. Drew on the line because I'd love to talk to him about Demi Lovato's confessions.
Kiss my ass.
That's what he said to Demi Lovato.
She has been awfully frank for a star with a lot of teen followers, hasn't she?
Not frank, she's Demi. Tells Access Hollywood that before checking into rehab back in 2010, she was far from the squeaky clean good girl image that she portrayed.
Really?
Couldn't go more than an hour without using cocaine, she said.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet she was so much fun back then. Sure. Now she's all boring. She realized she hit rock bottom while she was throwing up and drinking straight vodka at 9 a.m. in the morning. Ooh. Kevin.
Why did you say Kevin?
Because that is so you.
How dare you?
Guzzling vodka while you're throwing up at 9 a.m.
You have to replenish your fluids.
Just give it a fat burger. You guys are on the radio.
In addition to alcohol and drugs, the Disney princess said she battled an eating disorder and was being treated for bipolar issues. Oh!
Demi Lovato. Wow.
Dream girl. Dream girl right there. Just a snoot full of blow, just guzzling vodka, being two different people while she's vomiting. Oh, come on. That's a party. That's a moment of party right there.
Yeah, it's more than a moment.
That's a moment. Gisele Bündchen's in trouble with women who don't look like her.
Well, not everyone. Everybody.
Yeah, that's who's ticked off. Have you seen her breastfeeding photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
She Instagrammed her breastfeeding. Really? Many times?
I'm just kidding.
Thought Bean was the creepy
joking.
One.
It's a joke.
It's a photo of her with an army of stylists curling her hair and applying her makeup and buffing her nails, all while she breastfeeds her one-year-old baby. Women are upset with the photograph, not so much for the breastfeeding part, but because they feel that they wish they had a team of people to get them looking that good in the morning while they were breastfeeding.
Yeah. Sure.
The photo that I saw, am I wrong about this? Am I imagining it? Wasn't Dr. Drew the one working on her nails?
What?
I'll have to find the photo and send it to you. But the photo that I saw was Dr. Drew working on her nails and then somebody else behind her doing something with her head and then somebody else on the other side doing something with her makeup or whatever.
Wait, that wasn't Dr. Drew doing her nails.
Wait, that wasn't a joke?
We're talking about Gisele Bündchen, right?
Yeah.
And she's got the baby on her breast. That's the photo that I saw.
Yeah.
How in the world was he involved
with
that?
How did Dr. Drew involve?
He's not.
I'll try to find the photo. Okay. I'm not making it up, you guys. I'm not making it up and I'm not making a joke. This is what I saw yesterday.
Somebody photoshopped it?
Maybe you guys didn't see it.
We definitely
did not.
Well,
we saw the photo.
Yeah, maybe somebody photoshopped.
I mean, we may be talking about a different photo, too. That's what I'm saying. So I'm asking you if it's the same one. Doesn't sound like it's the same one I saw.
Dr. Drew usually does nails only on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's right. I know. So hard to get into his salon.
You have to book like a month out.
And I hate when he talks Vietnamese to the other girls, and I can't understand what they're talking about. I keep thinking they're talking about me. It's very disturbing.
Kiss my ass.
The guy doing her nails looks exactly like George Clooney. That's all I know. Very strange. And YouTube has announced their top 10 videos for the year. Congratulations, Psy. Once again, he is the champ, the all-time champ, 2 years in a row. He's a dynasty. First year, of course, was for Gangnam Style. Then he came out with his very passionate, slow love ballad, Gentleman, which shows a different side of Psy.
No, it was pretty much the same.
No, it's very different. It's very special, and it's tender. And a lot of people are using it as their first song at their weddings.
I'm a mato fado gentleman. Gentleman.
That's the same song.
It is not. You don't know, man. Miley Cyrus Pinsky. She is second on the list with Wrecking Ball. Didn't you hear? Oh, yeah. Drew left Susan. They're getting married.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Last I heard, she was booing him.
No, it's like in your grade school when you dip the pigtails
like
in
someone.
The inkwell kind of thing. You know, you're teasing on the playground.
I got you.
She just wants him all for herself. Her other video, We Can't Stop, was third on the list. Katy Perry's Roar was fourth. Just Give Me a Reason, Pink, was fifth. Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines.
How's
that number one?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Stay by Rihanna. La La La, Naughty Boy. I don't know La La La, Naughty Boy.
Dr. Drew song.
Oh, okay. Wake Me Up, Avicii was ninth. And Come and Get It, Selena Gomez. That's your top ten right there. And this is interesting. They are rebooting Tarzan. Anybody want to see a Tarzan movie these days?
I do not.
I don't know. I mean, who's doing it?
I think you're hard-pressed. I think you're hard-pressed to sell Tarzan to a modern audience.
I'm not dying for it.
So many.
In a world of Transformers and other high-tech action films, I think Tarzan might leave people cold. I don't know. We'll see. But Alexander Skarsgård apparently will star as the Ape Man. Christoph Waltz and Samuel L. Jackson apparently all talking about joining the cast as well.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Still waiting for a Jane.
I don't know where you get your photos from, Bean, but that's Dr. Drew.
Really, it is?
Well, this is a parody video, obviously.
Photo, yeah.
Who's the girl in the chair? It's not Gisele Bündchen.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I saw it for a second yesterday when you talked about a Gisele Bündchen breastfeeding photo. I thought maybe this was the one I had seen, but like I said, it's apparently a different one. Yeah.
That's not Gisele Bündchen in the chair.
Right, no.
And she's got a doll in her hair.
Right.
And Greg Grunberg
is curling
her hair.
All right.
And the guy in the middle, I'm pretty sure, is the guy who played the gay guy on Joe Schmo 3.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
He was great, yeah.
Oh, he's wearing that little bikini bottom?
Lavernius was the character.
Yeah, Lavernius.
Lavernius, yeah.
That's funny.
How odd. Tarzan. Yeah, so there's that. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mayim Bialik is 38 years old today. Actress Jennifer Connelly turns 43. Musician Sheila E. is 56. And Bob Barker, the one-time biggest TV show host in the world. Used to run the Price is Right over there before Drew Carey took over. He's now 90 years old.
Wow. Still looks great, still sounds great.
Yeah, he's doing great for 90. Good for him.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Must be all that elephant meat he eats. I heard he goes in the wild and kills elephants and drinks their blood.
I think that's the opposite of him.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
Not sure.
We may have to agree to disagree on this one. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
How about free Disneyland, guys? It's a pair of Disneyland Resort Deluxe annual passes for both parks, Disneyland OG and the Disney California Adventure. We've got them for you all week long here on K-Rock, and that includes the Kevin and Bean Show, and that includes this hour. You have a chance to win it within the next 20 minutes or so right here on K-Rock. First, though, how about a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup? Yeah!
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Together a bunch of videos. Put them all in one place at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Click on Kevin and Bean. And we don't have time to highlight all of them.
Okay.
This is a big batch.
Yeah, there's a crazy a car crash that is filmed with a dash cam. The camera's rolling as she spins over in a car crash.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy how unbelievably calm she is. There's a Key and Peele attempt the world record for impressions that's funny up there. There's the WestJet Christmas Miracle that's up there. The first one that we want to focus on with audio, though, is the goaltender training. Now, this is a soccer, and I know a lot of you don't like soccer, but they're training a goaltender by shooting soccer balls out of a cannon.
Oh, no.
And this looks real to me. This looks like an actual cannon.
The first one looks like it's about 20, 25 miles per hour. The second one looks like it's about 70 miles per hour. And the third one, the goalie dives out of the way because it looks like it's about 100 miles an hour. Probably would have gone right through him.
Certainly keeps you on your toes, though, doesn't it?
I don't know why that's happening, but it is. Kobe comeback. Talking about Kobe Bryant coming back to the Lakers and playing. This is voiced by Ice Cube.
If he never came back to the game, he'd be a living legend. But he wouldn't be Kobe Bryant.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then the Lakers lost, and I was
bummed. I hope that Lakers fans don't regret him coming back if he just does nothing but suck the whole rest of the year.
He already doesn't just suck.
I hope that there's another exciting chapter for Kobe with the Lakers. That's all I'm saying.
Rebecca Black did Friday.
Yeah.
Now she's come up with Saturday.
This Saturday we gon' party all night. One we will remember for the rest of our lives.
I got to tell you, this may not be a popular opinion, but that's way better than Friday's to me.
Well, she certainly can sing better.
That sounds a lot more like a Miley Cyrus or any of these other people that make that kind of music. Okay, I mean, I'm not.
I'm fine with no Rebecca Black.
I am too, but it's not as bad as Friday. Is all I'm saying. This is a pop medley 2013. This is one guy singing all the hits from 2013.
So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us, and we won't stop. And we can dance all night to the best song ever. I think it went yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it went oh, here we go back. This is the moment, and we can't stop. We won't stop. I love it.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, just the arranging, putting all those songs together, I think he did a great job.
Ron Burgundy's colleagues come clean. This is where newsmen talk about Ron Burgundy, including Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer.
He was always the first to break big stories. That's because a lot of the times, he caused them.
I heard he suggested building a wall in Berlin just so he could deliver the news when it was knocked down.
To this day, he calls me Wolf Blister.
He calls me Stoopy Andrews. It's not funny. It doesn't even sound like my name.
He's got a point. There's also a Christmas story in real life. This is from movies in real life. They basically take the scene where the kid gets his tongue stuck to the pole.
Oh, yeah.
And they recreate it on a subway.
Well, go on, smartass. Do it.
I'm going.
Fuck! 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 Gee, it really works.
All these people are walking by looking at them like, what the hell's going on?
It is funny to watch the level of interest from the other people on the train, because first they're just kind of ignoring these kids who are doing this dialogue. And then when the kid gets stuck on the pole, they recognize what's happening and they just find it hilarious. And everybody's got their phone up, and then a fireman runs in and tries to rescue the kid. It's very well done.
Barack Stubbs is next. We are taking a look at the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. It's brand new at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Barack Stubbs is singing Jingle Bells. Well, talking Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know why, but
it's not a hit.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Tom Hanks was on Jimmy Kimmel Live with Wiz Khalifa, and he surprises an audience member with an instant Christmas card photo.
Do you celebrate Christmas in Virginia?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. We just like everyone else.
All right, you ready to do this? Interesting. You know what we need?
We need
one of Santa's helpers. Oh. So why don't we bring out my good friend Wiz Khalifa as my elf. Wiz Khalifa.
Comes walking out.
So she's visiting Hollywood on vacation, I assume. When she goes back to Virginia, she has a photo in her hand that was taken by Jimmy Kimmel of her basically sitting on Santa's lap, Santa being played by Tom Hanks, and his elf at his right hand played by Wiz Khalifa.
Yep.
That's that woman's vacation story.
Yeah, and everybody's going to go, that's Photoshop. No, seriously, it happened. Jimmy also put together some of the coverage for when it got really, really cold here in Southern California. And it's awesome.
It is cold outside.
It is cold. It's a little windy out there as well.
Leaves certainly blowing all around. Trees swaying.
How are you feeling right now?
Cold.
Yeah.
That's
cold. That's kind of thing that
coverage
goes on.
Is the best.
And finally, Jimmy Kimmel Live this week in unnecessary censorship.
Moms aren't like they used to.
Now, it is not quite as cold as it was earlier this morning.
We should explain to people how diesel is used.
It's used as a f***ing fluid.
Oh, my God.
All people they don't
11
need to be.
Years later, it still is funny.
KevinandBean.com or KRock.com. Click on Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
I'm just saying donkey love.
Nope. No.
I'm saying absolutely.
Everyone needs to go to donkeylovemovie.com.
Why are you doing this to people, Ralph? That's a horrible suggestion.
It's not a porn site. It's a document. It's a legitimate award-winning documentary.
About sickos.
About a subculture. It's a culture in Colombia of men who fall in love with and, of course, because they're in love, have sex with donkeys. Donkey Love is the name of the movie. And it's
what I'm saying is that bestiality is abhorrent.
And we'll be talking to the documentarian next week about
this. Lisa, help me out here. No on Donkey Love, right?
I'm not. No.
It's not. They're not asking you to do that. It's not a website you go to for gratification.
No. Right. I don't want to see a documentary about people.
It's an examination about
I don't know anything about those people.
A unique culture in Colombia. It's a cultural thing. It's been going on for generations.
I'm going to hate it.
You're making it sound like there's nothing sexual going on.
Of course there's something sexual going on, but that's not the point of the film. It's not to titillate. It's to investigate. Everyone who hears about it goes, what? That's a real thing? And this thing says yes. And
that's what documentaries do for us.
And they talk to the people. They don't show you the footage of the actual act. They talk about the people who engage in this.
I don't care about those people. They're
I want them arrested, not interviewed.
So anyone who doesn't adhere to your viewpoint in the world is just automatically negated. They have no value.
No, but that's cruel. I think that's cruel.
It may be cruel. You know what? Maybe so the Holocaust. You ever watch a documentary about the Holocaust?
Good point.
Sure.
Good point.
Yes,
there you go.
I got news for you. That's way worse than this.
I don't have to watch every documentary.
Let's have no documentaries
everything.
About the Holocaust.
I do get to choose.
Because that was cruel.
I get to choose.
Yeah, so do I. And we're going to talk to him next week.
On your podcast.
About his documentary, Donkey Love, next week on the show. It'll be fascinating.
But on your podcast, yeah, not on this show.
And it's appropriate for the time of the year, too, because there was a donkey at the manger. Okay. So it all ties in.
That's not happening.
It's a weak tie-in, but I'll take it.
It's a Christmas documentary is what it is.
There's going to be a time, and I can't see it ahead of me on the calendar, but there's going to be a time when Lisa and I are both out, and that'll be a great time for you guys to explore your donkey love fascination.
It's not a fascination. It is an award-winning documentary.
That's right. You take a look at a world you're not used to.
That's right.
It's the beauty of documentaries.
The teacher stands up in front of the class and says, how many of you boys here have had sex with donkeys? And every boy in the classroom raises his hand. Isn't that fascinating? What kind of culture is that? And there's a guy who's very defensive about it. Says, look, it's a cultural thing, and it's our culture, and it needs to be respected, and I appreciate you making fun of it. And the guy who is Canadian, who's the documentarian, he's obviously poking fun at these people because it's so ridiculous. And some of them stand by it.
But he asked him what it was like, and the guy said,
smells like donkey ass.
I don't believe he said that at all. One gentleman says, I don't have to buy her any clothes or take her on any dates. You've never thought about the upside, have you? You've never thought of the upside, have you?
I don't think that's enough of an upside for the downside.
Just saying.
Time for the Showbiz Bee. Here's the Batman.
DonkeyLoveTheMovie.com.
Never been happier to be on a show than this one.
Check it out. Surprisingly, Donkey Love has been snubbed by the Golden Globes.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Not nominated for a Golden Globe.
I saw him at the Troub last night, though.
Donkey Love?
Yeah, it was repulsive.
The Golden Globe nominations were released this morning, and you can find them all online. But a lot of people were talking about the biggest snubs and surprises of the Golden Globe nominations. For example, The Butler, a movie starring a lot of famous people, including Oprah Winfrey, and the Hollywood Foreign Press loves famous people.
Yeah.
Pretty much ignored The Butler as a movie.
Now, I'm kind of where you were yesterday when this came up for the SAG Awards. I thought the movie did okay at the box office, but nobody loved it. It was fine, right?
Yes, but it's a big prestige piece that was sort of tailor-made for award consideration.
Because it's history.
It's historical. It has to deal with the African-American experience in this country throughout generations. I mean, it's just set up. It set the table. Just need somebody to do the dishes. Nobody's soaping up the water. To mix a metaphor.
I get what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is Donkey Love too late for Golden Globes?
I believe it may be in consideration this year. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, same thing. That was supposed to be a big prestige project. It was an artsy film, and everyone said, that'll garner some awards. Ignored by the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Ignored by me as well.
Which apparently does not like Ben Stiller.
You'll go see that, Kevin. Nope. Ultimately, you'll see that movie.
Nope.
You'd like it.
Nope.
Jonah Hill's performance in The Wolf of Wall Street, which is getting great acclaim.
That I can't wait for.
Has been ignored by the Golden Globes as well. Hugh Jackman's performance in Prisoners, which everyone was raving about this year. Also ignored. That surprised a lot of people. And James Gandolfini, who co-starred in his final film with Julie Louis-Dreyfus, enough said he was... did not receive a posthumous nomination for his work as well.
I'm glad he didn't live long enough to hear about the Donkey Love movie.
Surprises. Rush nominated for Best Drama.
Limbaugh?
No, just the movie about F1, Formula One car
That's
racing.
A shocker.
Kate Winslet's performance in Labor Day, which really didn't get on anybody's award radar. She was nominated.
Another movie that's not even out yet.
Daniel Brühl for Rush. Very competitive Best Supporting Actor category. He managed to find a slot in there. People loved him. Philomena. Judi Dench was expected to land a Best Actress nomination, but the film's Best Picture nod was a surprise for a lot of people when they saw that this year.
It was a great movie.
And Idris Elba landed a Best Drama nomination in a crowded year for actors, according to Variety. So those are your surprises and snubs for the Golden Globes, which are often precursors for what's going to happen at the Academy Awards. We'll have to wait and see. While we're talking about awards, Kanye West, not happy that the Grammys only gave him two nominations for Yeezus. He was nominated for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Song for New Slave.
Well, this is different. I've never heard him speak out on awards before.
Yes, apparently he has opinions. He has opinions about awards. I'm sure it doesn't matter to him. I'm sure he doesn't really care about the awards. He does it for the art because he's a creative genius. He doesn't need the attention. He just needs a creative outlet. And yet somehow, some way, on stage in Phoenix, Arizona on Tuesday, he went on a lengthy rant about the Grammys and how they are snubbing him. Even though they gave him two nominations, it wasn't enough nominations, it wasn't the right nominations.
And Yeezus is the top 1-2 album on every single list, but only gets two nominations from the Grammys. What are they trying to say?
Maybe they're trying to say that your album was not Album of the Year.
Do you think he hurts his cause? Do you think
there's a
very big possibility that maybe that album would have been considered for Album of the Year if it wasn't attached to him?
They didn't just have an ass full of them already?
Yes. Yeah, an ass full of Kanye. It's another documentary.
This comes on the heels of another video released this week of Kanye kicking a audience member out of the venue.
What did the audience member do?
A young lady repeatedly asked him to take his mask off while he was on stage. He does the whole show in a fencing mask.
Right.
For some reason.
Why, we don't know.
And she...
It's art.
She asked him to take the mask off, and he stormed to the side of the stage, got security over, and told them to throw her out.
Wow!
And then as she was being dragged out by security, said, "Do I look like a mother-effing comedian? You don't effing heckle me. I'm Kanye mother-effing West." He finally said it. He finally said the words, "I'm Kanye mother-effing West.
Asshole.
Don't you know who I am?"
Wow.
Rap the new rock and roll. We the real rock stars, and right. I'm the biggest of all of them.
Take it easy.
He is the biggest of all of them.
I showed people that I understand how to make perfect.
He makes perfect.
Okay, when someone comes up and says something like, "I am a god,"
right,
everybody says, "Who does he think he is?" I just told you who I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am.
So funny he can make perfect and yet not find perfect grammar. One thing he hasn't perfected, really, is his grammar.
Well, he is frustrated.
He is a frustrated man.
Gotta tell you, though, after having stared into his eyes, he believes that. He is not putting on an act. He's not putting on a show.
Well, Son of Sam thought his dog was talking to him, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's in there. That's real.
Believing is one thing. Will Ferrell's TV commercials as Ron Burgundy for the Dodge Durango. Yodge. I'm pretty sure it's Yodge. Are very entertaining, but are they effective? Well, it turns out, indeed they are. Advertising Age reports that Durango sales rose 59% in October.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, once the commercial started airing. And another 36% in November compared to last year's sales figures.
This thing goes on for inches.
pretty entertaining. And
on my right is the new Dodge Durango. Yeah. She's got it all, including 25 impigas highway. What? Impigas? 25 impigas. I'm saying it right, but it just doesn't sound familiar.
Got to give Dodge Durango all the credit in the world for just letting them go with it.
Like, that's true.
Whatever you do, we're put on the air.
Well, how can you not?
How can you not?
Even though your friend doesn't think he's funny. Bean has a friend who doesn't think Will Ferrell is funny.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that shocking?
That person doesn't exist. Is that one of Bean's made-up character friends?
Maybe. Maybe it's one of his donkeys.
Way to bring it back, man.
I'm just saying. Takes his donkey date to a Will Ferrell movie. She doesn't enjoy herself. What are you going to do?
It's the company. It's not the movie.
Got to keep the donkey happy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Game show host Bob Barker is 90 years old today. What if Bob's seen Donkey Love, the movie?
Can you?
I doubt it.
You can stand up?
No.
Effing stand up.
What's happening?
A stupid beer mug's trying to pull up clips for me.
In a chair.
He won't get out of the chair.
He refuses to walk over and do what he has to do. He's reaching over from a chair like he's...
And it's like taking him four times as long to get him. I just wanted this.
Stephen Hawking. Price is wrong, bitch.
He won't get out of the chair.
Why won't you stand up and do something?
Tired.
Everyone's tired. Stand the F up. Stand up.
Get down on the phone.
Get down on the phone.
Get down on the phone. Musician Sheila E. is 56. Actress Jennifer Connelly. When we were talking about her her career,
yes,
we neglected Labyrinth, the movie she did with Damon Lillard and the Muppets. That was, I think, her big first performance. 43 years old today. Actress Mayim Bialik is 38. And I apologize to everyone. I had no idea. See, you have to understand, David King Mexico makes this list for me.
You trust him, though.
And I do. And I take the list and I just read it because I figure he only knows what he's doing.
That's the fault right there.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem.
British actor Bill Nighy, one of my favorites.
Oh, he's
been in
best.
A ton of great movies. Love Actually and the Harry Potter films. And, all day long, I didn't have a chance to celebrate his birthday because Dave didn't know who that was. And instead gave me guitarist Eric Shankman of the Spin Doctors on the list. So this is what I deal with.
I've heard of Spin
Doctors. So everyone just send me emails saying, what about Bill Nighy?
Not my fault.
Dave's the guy who put Johnny Nash on the list because he thought he was Johnny Cash.
That is true.
That's what we're dealing with.
It's my fault. I blame myself. I'm the gatekeeper. And I just... I let one get past.
I don't know what Bill Nighy is.
Who's he? I don't know that movies. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show live from downtown Fullerton. We're going to be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. We are going to be there for the Miss Double December pageant 2014. You have about 24 hours to vote. Not quite 24 hours, because by this time tomorrow morning,
we'll be tabulating
a new Miss Double December. But you can listen to it on the radio tomorrow. You can also watch it online at krock.com. We would suggest that, as there will be things to see
a visual show
on tomorrow morning's show.
I don't think so.